Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. I've got a ton to get to today. Ilhan Omar demonstrates her anti-Semitism once again, and we'll check the mailbag. But we begin today with Joe Biden preparing to jump into the 2020 race. And we've pulled some theme music for Joe Biden, since we have theme music for everybody else. Here's some Joe Biden theme music. Yeah, so that guy, he's about to join the 2020 race. According to The Hill, he is basically setting up all of his campaign apparatus in New Hampshire, in South Carolina. According to The Hill, in recent weeks, the former vice president's longtime advisors Steve Ricchetti and Mike Donilon have led a string of meetings with potential aides to fill out the campaign if Biden makes a decision to enter the race, according to various sources. Whenever the VP makes a decision, we'll be ready to go, said one source with direct knowledge of the planning. Greg Schultz, who has run Biden's PAC, American Possibilities, and served as his political director in the White House, is expected to be the campaign manager. Apparently, Mike Donilon is expected to play the role of chief strategist. Kate Bedingfield, who was Biden's communications director in the White House, is also expected to run his communications shop. Longtime advisors have been talking to other Biden alumni for other press jobs. Now, if Biden doesn't get Barack Obama's endorsement, he's going to have a bit of a rough ride here, because he is outflanked on his left by Bernie Sanders, and he is outflanked on the intersectional side by Kamala Harris. So the early polls that have him up, I've been around through several presidential election cycles with open primaries. And what you see is that very often the person with the highest name recognition leads initially and then immediately falls away as soon as the competition actually begins. Biden does not have a massive lead in places like New Hampshire. He's up like 26-22 on Bernie Sanders in some of the polling. Were he to declare, he might jump to 30. But by no means is Biden the prohibitive front runner inside the Democratic Party. And he knows this, which is why Biden is constantly playing both sides of the fence. Here's what I mean. So Joe Biden does this routine where he says, I'm friends with people on the other side of the aisle. I'm friends with people on the other side of the aisle that they're good guys. You know, I believe in a better, kinder, gentler. I'm not like Donald Trump. I'm not a polarizing political figure. Forget about the time I called Mitt Romney basically a would-be slave master. Forget about the time I said he wanted to put black people back in chains. Forget about all of that. No, I'm a really good guy. And that's because I like people on the other side. I mean, that's what politics is all about. Now, what's amazing is that Joe Biden then gets called out by his own side and he runs screaming from his own bipartisanship. So here's what happened in the last 24 hours with Joe Biden. And it really is telling about the state of American politics. People are constantly talking about, you know, Donald Trump being so radical, so extreme, so polarizing, so mean to his political opponents. And Joe Biden, oh, he longs for a better time. I remember at John McCain's funeral, you got this from Joe Biden, him going out there and saying, yeah, John McCain and I, we got along gangbusters. We were just the best of friends, and we were really nice to each other. And every so often you see this, right? Elijah Cummings with Mark Meadows doing the same thing. Oh, well, you know, we're really good friends. I know Mark Meadows isn't a racist. But when people on the left are called out by their own side, they will not step forward to defend people with whom they are purportedly friends very often. It's pretty rare. I mean, I said, even on my birthday this year, for example, I talk with a lot of folks on the left that I consider friends. Many of them would text me or direct message me on Twitter saying happy birthday, and would not do so publicly, specifically because they were afraid that they would get blowback from their friends. And this is not a rarity that is confined to presidential politics. It is true across the board. Here's what I mean. So, Reed Epstein, who's a reporter for Politico, he tweets out, in Omaha, Joe Biden calls Mike Pence a decent guy, our vice president. This is very bad. Joe Biden must never acknowledge Mike Pence as a human being. According to the radical left, Joe Biden acknowledging Mike Pence is akin to saying he agrees with Mike Pence. And we all know that Mike Pence is a vicious bigot and homophobe wants to put gay people in re-education camps or something. So Cynthia Nixon, the failed gubernatorial candidate in New York against Andrew Cuomo, she tweeted out, "Joe Biden, you just called America's most anti-LGBT elected leader a decent guy. Please consider how this falls on the ears of our community." And then she also added Biden's wife to make sure that Joe Biden would see her tweet. So he can't be a decent guy because you disagree with him on same-sex marriage. He's a bad guy. So Joe Biden then responds to Cynthia Nixon. And he says, "You're right, Cynthia. I was making a point in a foreign policy context that under normal circumstances, a vice president wouldn't be given a silent reaction on the world stage. But there is nothing decent about being anti-LGBTQ rights, and that includes the vice president." Ah, so in the end, Joe Biden is saying, "You know what? You're right. Mike Pence, not a decent guy. Actually, a very bad guy because he disagrees with me on all of the LGBTQ politics. So I agree with Cynthia Nixon. I've been called out. I apologize for ever saying that Mike Pence is a decent guy." This is what poisons our politics. This right here is what poisons our politics. Joe Biden is a national leader, like it or not. And him coming out and saying that Mike Pence is a decent guy, well, that should be normal politics. I'm old enough to remember when John McCain did it about Barack Obama and Mitt Romney did it about Barack Obama. Democrats don't do this for people on the other side. They just don't. Democrats at high level. Joe Biden is supposed to be king bipartisanship over here. And the minute that he's called out by a radical like Cynthia Nixon, then as well, you know, I guess Mike Pence isn't a decent guy. I guess he's a bad guy now because I need Cynthia Nixon's support. You know, there's an actual term for this. We call it getting duplossed. And I know a little bit about this. For those who missed this story, this is probably, what, 6 months ago maybe? There's an actor and director named Mark Duplass, very talented guy in Hollywood. And he was doing a new movie about gun control and the gun debate. And so he reached out through a mutual friend and asked if he could come into the Daily Wire offices. And he asked if he could talk with me for a little while about the pro-gun position. And I said, sure. He came in. We talked. I gave him maybe an hour and a half. We just talked about guns and gun control and the various positions and where pro-gun people are coming from, what the Second Amendment means and all the rest. And I gave him a lot of time. And as he was leaving, I said, dude, you may not want to let people know publicly that you were here because you're going to get clocked by your own side. Well, about a month later, Duplass tweets out, if you want to follow somebody from the other side who's honest and well-intentioned, you should follow Ben Shapiro. And he's hit with an inordinate number, a wave, a tsunami, a tidal wave of hatred from the left saying Ben Shapiro isn't a decent guy. Do you think Ben Shapiro is a decent guy for X, Y, and Z? Here's all the bad things we think Ben Shapiro has ever said. So simply for saying I'm a decent guy with whom he disagrees, he gets hit with a wave of response. And then, being a coward, Mark Duplass backs off his original comment, deletes his tweet saying that I'm a well-intentioned person, and puts out a statement saying that he stands against racism, bigotry, sexism, and homophobia. Okay, that is called being Duplass. Joe Biden just Duplassed Mike Pence. And here's the problem. I think this is an endemic thing to an enormous number of people on the left. They are so afraid of their own side eating them for simply acknowledging the humanity of people who disagree with them that they are willing to dump those people under the bus at the drop of a hat. Now, I've been striving in recent years. It's really something I've striven to do. I've been striving to try and grant the initial recognition of people with whom I disagree, the initial recognition of their good intentions. Now, sometimes you can't uphold that. Sometimes the intentions, it's just not possible. And we'll get to Ilhan Omar in a second. Sometimes it's not possible to read people's comments other than as a reflection of underlying animus. But there's a concept in Judaism called Dan Lechav Zchus, which means that you are supposed to try and see people in the most favorable possible light. You're supposed to treat them like human beings. And if we don't do that, we can't have a common conversation. Because if in the end Joe Biden believes that Mike Pence is a bad, ill-intentioned guy, there's no conversation to be had. Then it's just about clubbing him to death like a baby seal. Joe Biden got clubbed into shape by Cynthia Nixon, who's not even a mainstream political figure in the Democratic Party. You know, I got an email from a friend last night. I'm not going to mention who. This is a person who is on the left. And this person emailed me and said, you know, is the conservative movement, this person was watching CPAC and was noticing that there are some people who are sort of fringy at CPAC. And this person was saying, do you think that the conservative movement is unusually susceptible to grifters? Do you think the conservative movement is unusually susceptible to people who take advantage of conservatives because there are a lot of people in the conservative movement who rely on purity tests, meaning that it's very easy to get people to buy into your program when you say things like people who disagree with me are insufficiently pure, therefore come around to my side. And I said to this person, no, this exists on all sides of the political aisle, but it certainly exists on the left because what just happened there is Joe Biden throwing the sitting vice president of the United States under the bus as an even decent human being just because Cynthia Nixon, a radical on every in every sense of the word, a radical, says that Joe Biden should not even make absolutely anodyne, milquetoast comments about Mike Pence being a human being. But if we don't get to the point where we acknowledge that people on the other side are at least human beings, or that they can be human beings, and that simple political disagreement is not a mark of bigotry, animus, and hate, there's not going to be a republic for very long in this country. If you think everybody on the other side's a Nazi, then you start treating them like Nazis. And that's not a good thing. There aren't a lot of Nazis left in America. But if we start treating each other like the other side is a Nazi, and you can punch a Nazi, rights are endangered. Rights are endangered, and so is our common social fabric. We'll get to more of the 2020 Democratic presidential race in just one second. First, admit it. You think cybercrime is something that happens to other people. You may think no one wants your data or that hackers can't grab your passwords or credit card details, but you would be wrong. Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi, it's one of the simplest, cheapest ways for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you may as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the rest of the world to see. That's why I decided to take action. To protect myself from cybercriminals, I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of your computer, phone, and tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection, that only takes one click. Using ExpressVPN, I can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without being snooped on or having my personal data stolen. For less than $7 a month, you can get the same ExpressVPN protection that I have. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months for free at expressvpn.com/ben. That's ExpressVPN.com/ben for 3 months free with a one-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/ben to learn more. Okay, so it's not just Joe Biden who is radical. It is Beto O'Rourke. So Beto, dude's ready to run, yo. Do we have some Beto theme music? I think that we need some. I can't handle it without it. Do we have it, guys? Oh, no. No! Yes. Beto is ready to skateboard into the 2020 race. According to Oregon Live, when a U.S. Senate bid comes up short, the losing candidate typically must pump the brakes on his or her ambition. The next move tends to be sideways, a run for governor or maybe state AG, or backwards, a House of Representatives seat. That's not true for Beto. He lost his attempt to move up in the Senate last year and then became a national political star because the media decided that he was a hero. O'Rourke told the Dallas Morning News on Wednesday, "Amy, that's his wife, and I have made a decision about how we can best serve our country. We are excited to share it with everyone soon." And then he ruled out running for Senate against John Cornyn, the other senator in Texas. So he is famous for skateboarding and riding bicycles and generally being a rad dude. So he's going to be running as well. So that's very exciting. I know. Everybody is pumped up about Beto. He's kind of a second-tier candidate. If you have to rank the candidates right now, you have to rank them at the top, Biden, Sanders, Kamala Harris. Beto is a set, top of the second tier is where you'd put Beto O'Rourke. Pretty obvious VP pick if Kamala Harris wins the nomination. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, did you know that your genes can say a lot about your health? I'm talking about your genetics. With 23andMe, you can access personalized insights based on your DNA with more than 125 genetic reports on health, traits, and more. Go beyond ancestry. Discover the connection between your DNA and your sleep movement, caffeine consumption, muscle composition, deep sleep, lactose intolerance, and weight, and more. Once you receive your reports, you can consider lifestyle changes or take the next steps by talking to your healthcare provider. More information is better for you. When it comes to your day-to-day lifestyle choices, your wellness reports can help you make more informed decisions about healthy living. It's easy to do. You simply spit into the tube included in your 23andMe kit. You register your sample to your personal 23andMe account, and you receive your personalized online reports in a few weeks. Buy your DNA kit at 23andme.com/Ben. That's the number 23andme.com/Ben. Again, that's 23andme.com/Ben. Plus, it's a lot of fun to know more about yourself as well as your ancestry. So for folks like me, I'm 100% Ashkenazi Jewish. I sort of figured that, but there are other folks who are surprised at the revelations that 23andMe can bring. Go check it out right now, 23andme.com/Ben. Coming up, Senator Kamala Harris isn't just one of the front runners in the Democratic Party primaries. She's also in a bit of trouble because it turns out she's a narc and she has a history as an actual law enforcement officer. And it's coming back to bite her in pretty significant ways. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is the Savage Nation.
EMP expert Dr. William Forstgen. U.S. will cease to exist. 90% of population will die. I don't think that's news to you, right?
Both Korea and Iran have put out videos, which you can find on YouTube, of us being hit by an EMP. The leader of North Korea has openly said, we're going to EMP you. That's it.
The Savage Nation. Listen for free online on your favorite podcast app from the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Kamala Harris being touted by CNN as a front runner. She's so intersectional. She's so woke. Except back when she was the DA in San Francisco, she was not super woke. It turns out that Kamala tried to rewrite history with her own policy. Do we have some Kamala Harris theme music? Because it's actually fitting. There it is. So narc Kamala Harris, who has undercut her support with her own base because her history is basically being an AG, right, like an actual prosecutor. Well, according to PolitiFact, she actually lies about her own record now. They say presidential candidate and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris has made protecting undocumented youth a top priority during her time in the Senate. She's been a vocal supporter of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival program, which gives temporary protections to more than 700,000 young undocumented immigrants or dreamers brought to the country as children. But on the campaign trail in Iowa this past weekend, Harris made some questionable statements about a 2008 San Francisco policy that reported undocumented youth to federal immigration officials upon their arrest by local police. At the time, Harris was the San Francisco DA, and she supported the policy, which didn't take into account whether the youth were actually found guilty of a crime, meaning as soon as they were arrested, ICE was notified. And then she lied about it. Now, that's actually the right policy. The right policy is that ICE should know when people are accused of a crime and are also illegal immigrants. But she lied about it. So she was asked, could you give us some insight on how, when for whatever reason you were supporting this policy that was essentially handing over undocumented people to ICE before they had been convicted, what's changed on that? How did you come up with those changes? Harris said, that ended up being an unintended consequence of the policy, and I did not support that consequence of the policy. And I believe that policy has since been changed because it was not the intended purpose of that policy. That, unfortunately, is completely false. It is completely false. Former San Francisco County Supervisor David Campos strongly opposed the policy change. He said that her statement just doesn't fly. He said, with all due respect to Senator Harris, who has been a friend, I don't understand how she can say that. Turning over young people and children who were accused of a crime that later turned out they did not commit was not an unintended consequence of what was going on. It was precisely what was going on and what we were trying to avoid when we changed the policy. You cannot rewrite history. And then, so the policy was reversed. Gavin Newsom at the time was the mayor of San Francisco, and he refused to enforce the reversal. Harris, of course, explained her position, saying there was an initiative that was written by a board of supervisors that was passed, and there was opposition to that, but it did pass. We're going to have to wait to see how the courts interpret it. From my perspective, I think it would be in conflict with federal law, and we have to follow the law. PolitiFact, which is a left-leaning source, if ever there was one, they say that the very purpose of the policy that Harris endorsed is the one she says she did not endorse. They say, Harris said she feels strongly that undocumented residents should be protected by and able to trust local law enforcement. That sentiment, however, does not take away from her mischaracterization of the goal and fraught history of the 2008 policy she supported, and they write Kamala Harris's claims false. This is, Kamala Harris does have an opening to her left. Bernie Sanders is going to take that opening. So Bernie may be the guy, but it's going to be I think it's a Bernie versus Kamala race, maybe to the end here, with Biden trying to sneak up the middle. So that's basically where things stand. Meanwhile, the Democratic extremism is not relegated only to the 2020 race. There's an unfortunate truth. Anti-Semitism has a home in the Democratic Party. It does. And Ilhan Omar is praised by the higher-ups in the Democratic Party, despite saying routinely anti-Semitic things. Every 2 weeks, she has to apologize for anti-Semitism. So you'll recall that Ilhan Omar, like literally 2.5 weeks ago, tweeted out, it's all about the Benjamins, with regard to American support for Israel, as though the Jews, the nefarious Jews, were paying off Americans to support Israel. And then she apologized for it, but not really. She says, no, I never apologized for being anti-Semitic. And she walked back her own apology.
You've since apologized unequivocally for the tweet. You've said, rightly, that anti-Semitism is real. But just to be clear, I mean, we're a few weeks on now.
I mean,
what were you apologizing for? Was it a badly worded tweet that you were apologizing for? Or was it for being anti-Semitic, wittingly or unwittingly?
Oh, absolutely not. I apologized for the way that my words made people feel. The reason, and the purpose of the apology was to make sure that the people who were hurt felt understood and heard.
Okay, that's an amazing non-apology, right? That's so fresh and so faced, Ilhan Omar. I mean, on the cover of Rolling Stone, with Nancy Pelosi, smiling and grinning away, open anti-Semite. So is Rashida Tlaib, also an open anti-Semite, who in the past has suggested that American Jews are rife with dual loyalty, that American Jews only like Israel because they're actually secretly nefarious Jewish workers for the Jewish state. The Jews! It can't be that American Jews are supportive of Israel because Israel is the home of Jews protecting Jewish lives. Israel is a democracy, the only democracy in the region, and the place all over the world where Muslims have the most rights. So open anti-Semitism, totally fine inside the Democratic Party. And Ilhan Omar, that apology is an incredible apology. Imagine that you get in a fight with your spouse and you say something truly terrible to your spouse. Imagine you said to your wife, you know what, sweetheart, you're a whore. And then she said, well, that's a pretty awful thing to say. How dare you? That's an evil, terrible thing to say. And he said, you know what, I apologize for how my words made you feel. No, it's the thing you said that's evil. It's the thing you said that's bad. But Ilhan Omar never apologized really for those comments. But we were all supposed to overlook that because so fresh, so face. And of course, she can claim in her intersectional way that she is a minority woman from Somalia who is a Muslim. And therefore, that's the reason people are angry. Not because she's a rabid anti-Semite and she's been consistently anti-Semitic for legitimately her entire career. It's not because of that. It's because she's a Muslim woman that people are very angry at her. Weird, because there are lots of Muslims that I know who are not anti-Semitic, and yet she is anti-Semitic. So I have very little faith that this has anything to do with Islam. I have a lot of faith that it has to do with her being a blatant anti-Semite is the reason why people are upset with her. Coming up, we've been told that the fresh faces of the Democratic Party, they're the faces of intersectionality and tolerance and diversity. Unfortunately, they are also the faces of anti-Semitism. Ilhan Omar is an actual anti-Semite, and she proved it again yesterday. Days since the anti-Semitic incident set the calendar back to zero. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE, 1-888-973-WAVE, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
This is the Savage Nation.
EMP expert Dr. William Forstgen. U.S. will cease to exist. 90% of population will die. I don't think that's news to you, right?
Both Korea and Iran have put out videos, which you can find on YouTube, of us being hit by an EMP. The leader of North Korea has openly said, we're going to EMP you. That's it.
The Savage Nation. Listen for free online on your favorite podcast app from the Westwood One Podcast Network.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. One of the unfortunate things about the fresh faces of the Democratic Party, so fresh, so faced, is how comfortable they are with anti-Semitism. Ilhan Omar yesterday doubled down on her anti-Semitism. She was doing an event in this is an event in New York at, it was in Washington, D.C., actually, at some bookstore. She was doing it with Rashida Tlaib. And at a certain point here, somebody in the audience yells out, "It's all about the Benjamins." And both Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar smile, according to press reports. And then Ilhan Omar explains that what she really wants to question is why these nefarious Jews are so loyal to Israel.
It is okay for people to push for allegiance to a foreign country. I want to ask, why is it okay for me to talk about the influence of the NRA, of fossil fuel industries, or big pharma, and not talk about a powerful lobbying group that is influencing policy?
Okay, because the NRA is pushing for a principle. Okay, the Koch brothers push for principles. Your suggestion, Ilhan Omar, you anti-Semite, your suggestion is that AIPAC and the Jews broadly in the United States and American Israel supporters in the United States are not supporting Israel based on principle. They are doing so based on dual loyalty. They are doing so based on tribal loyalty to Jews. So in other words, if Israel decided to become a monstrous dictatorship overnight and start legitimately executing people, that all the Jews in the United States would call for continued American support for Israel because they're principle-free. I mean, that's her essential contention. Her essential contention is that American Jewish support for Israel is not based on any sort of principle. It is based on allegiance to a foreign power. Now, think about how absurd that is in the context of other states. I am a big believer that the United States should stand with the continued existence of Great Britain. And I think that the existence of Great Britain is a great and wonderful thing. Why? Because it is a country that has stood for human dignity and liberty, because it is a country that is democracy, because it is an ally of the United States in real politic terms. Does this mean that I have allegiance to Great Britain? That I have full allegiance to the British? I think France should exist. I think Germany should exist. And I think Israel should exist too. And I think that backing the continued existence of the State of Israel in the face of genocidal terrorism is not, in fact, a violation of America's priorities. I think it should be one of America's moral priorities. That does not indicate dual loyalty or allegiance to Israel. That's an insane contention. And an anti-Semitic one, because again, it is suggesting something about Jews that you would not suggest about anyone else. Would Ilhan Omar be willing to say that Catholics have dual loyalty to Rome? Catholics have dual loyalty to the Pope? No. Catholics have a series of religious principles that they hold dear, and those religious principles jibe with their American citizenship because they believe that America forwards certain basic precepts that agree with the basic precepts of Christianity. This notion that if you have certain, we all have certain fundamental moral principles that dictate what we support and what we do not. But that's not what Ilhan Omar is claiming. She's claiming that the Jews particularly don't have any central moral principle for supporting Israel. There's no moral principle underlying it. It is simply dual loyalty or allegiance to the government of Israel. That is a vile smear that has been perpetrated against Jews for legitimately centuries. That the Jews are a people apart who only have tribal loyalty and they don't have any underlying principles that leads to a belief that the Jewish people should exist. That essentially Zionism is racism. That essentially belief in the Jewish people as a whole has nothing to do with Jewish principle and everything to do with ethnicity. That is a lie. It's a disgusting lie, but it's a lie that she perpetrates. So she says all this. And the Democratic Party, absolutely silent. Has Nancy Pelosi said a word? No. Is she going to say a word? No. She's going to appear on the cover of Rolling Stone with Ilhan Omar. Why would she say a word? Are you going to hear anything from Chuck Schumer, that supposed great friend to Jews in New York? No, he's not going to say a damn thing, because the Democratic Party is fully comfortable with the intersectional pyramid that suggests that if you rank higher in terms of victimology in the United States than the white Jews, then that means that you get to say whatever anti-Semitic things you please. Now, what's so hysterical about this, of course, is that if you're going to look by hate crime statistics at who is most victimized, who should be higher on the intersectional pyramid in terms of, for example, hate crimes, Jews should be higher than Muslims on the intersectional pyramid, because Jews are victimized at twice the rate of Muslims in the United States on a per capita basis, according to FBI statistics. That cuts no ice for folks on the left who believe that Jews are too successful to be part of the intersectional pyramid. Jews, broadly speaking, are too successful. Therefore, if they are insulted by a group that is less successful in the United States, because all unsuccess in the intersectional pyramid is based on American bigotry. It's based on the idea that America is a vile, terrible place that is keeping people under its boot. Those groups are allowed to victimize Jews and yell about Jews and be as anti-Semitic as they damn well please. It's disgusting. But don't worry, Ilhan Omar's a fresh face. And if we talk about her anti-Semitism, it's only because she's Muslim. It really must be because of that. It must be because of her religion. It's insane. By the way, the radicalism of the newfangled Democrats is just, it's tremendously extreme. It really is. And the mainstream Democratic Party is disappearing. And it's leading us down a path where there can be no agreement. I mentioned earlier Joe Biden basically suggesting you can't be friends with a Republican, that there are no decent Republicans. He called Mike Pence a decent guy and then immediately walked it back. Well, among the Democrats, now Democrats are going after not only Republicans, but each other. So first of all, they continue to suggest that all people they disagree with are vicious racists. Rashida Tlaib, who again is just as vile as Ilhan Omar in her anti-Semitism. You'll recall that a couple of days ago during the Michael Cohen hearing, Michael Cohen was contending that President Trump was a racist. And Mark Meadows pointed to a woman named Lynn Patton who works with President Trump. And he said, well, Lynn Patton works with President Trump every day, and she's here. And Lynn Patton has given me this piece of testimony saying that she's never seen President Trump be a racist. I said this was not a good argument. I said it was an emotional appeal, that I have a black friend is not a real good response to you are a racist. All of that can be true. Rashida Tlaib went further. She said that Mark Meadows was an actual racist for saying, here's a black person who knows President Trump and doesn't think that he's a racist and deals with him every day. Rashida Tlaib said that Mark Meadows was a racist and that was a racist act. So here she, and then she supposedly apologized for that. But just like Ilhan Omar's apology, it's not real. She then went on CNN and doubled down on it.
Do you still today believe that Congressman Mark Meadows engaged in a racist act?
I believe that moment as a person of color, and not only myself, three other of my colleagues had mentioned how insensitive that act was. I think all of us, I mean, even folks at home kind of gasped when that actually happened. I think if we want to talk about race in this country, that was not the way to do it.
But just to be clear,
in other words, she says that still was a racist act. Mark Meadows participated in racism by saying, here is a black woman that I know who works with President Trump, and she can testify that President Trump has never acted in a racist way toward her. Why is that racist? Well, supposedly because Mark Meadows was engaging in a form of tokenism. It's very weird when the left will suggest that tokenism is occurring. Also, it's a little bit insulting to a black woman, Lynn Patton, to suggest that she is willing to stand there and be used as a token of her race. Lynn Patton immediately responded along those lines. Here's what Lynn Patton had to say about Rashida Tlaib.
Why does she take the word of a self-confessed perjurer and criminally convicted white man over a black female who's highly educated, rose up through the ranks of one of the most competitive companies in real estate, you spoke before 25 million people at the Republican National Convention, and now works in one of the most historic administrations in history? And so to me, that would be my question. That's more racist than being put up there as a quote-unquote prop.
Okay, yeah, calling her a prop, that is a bad thing, right? That's not, that seems pretty racially charged. It didn't matter. AOC then defended her fellow fresh face. AOC tweeted out total bravery from Rashida Tlaib as she reminds the nation that tokenism is racism. Also, bravery has certainly changed its definition. Rashida Tlaib is so brave. I mean, just like Normandy. Calling Republicans racist these days, I mean, talk about taking a risk. My goodness. Okay, in a second, we're going to talk about what else AOC is doing to help oust the supposed moderates left in her party. But first, let's talk about hiring. Hiring can be challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is actually simple and fast and smart. It's a place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/BenRadio. ZipRecruiter will send your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience, then invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one, and they spotlight the top candidates, so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter, they get a quality candidate through the site within the very first day. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/BenRadio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BenRadio, B-E-N-R-A-D-I-O. Go check out ZipRecruiter right now. They will make your hiring process immensely easier. And you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/BenRadio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BenRadio, ZipRecruiter.com. The radicals in the Democratic Party are now trying to eat their own. According to the Washington Post, House Democrats explode in recriminations as liberals lash out at moderates. By the way, they're not liberals. They're leftists lashing out at liberals. Okay, there are no moderate Democrats left in the Democratic Party, basically. So those are liberals. And then there are the leftists, who are censorious woke scolds, who are trying to shut down members of their own party. Mike DeBonis is reporting. He says House Democrats exploded in recriminations Thursday over moderates bucking the party, with liberal representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez threatening to put those voting with Republicans on the list for a primary challenge, as though AOC has any weight at all. In the last election cycle, she endorsed a bunch of other people, and it did not work. It was just a giant fail for her. Virtually all of them were defeated. In a closed-door session, a frustrated Speaker Nancy Pelosi lashed out at about two dozen moderates and pressured them to get on board. We're either a team or we're not, and we have to make that decision, Pelosi said, according to two people present but not authorized to discuss the remarks publicly. But Ocasio-Cortez, the unquestioned media superstar of the freshman class, upped the ante, admonishing the moderates and indicating she would help liberal activists unseat them in the 2020 election. Corbin Trent, a spokesperson for AOC, said she told her colleagues that Democrats who side with Republicans are putting themselves on a list. Oh, this isn't going to go poorly at all. This is going to go great. Apparently, AOC and her other leftist colleagues are targeting the quote-unquote moderates. By the way, those moderates now include apparently people like Dianne Feinstein, one of the most left-leaning members of the Senate in American history. I mean, those moderates include people who exist in purple states. It's really funny. There's a lot of talk about how the Tea Party had made the Republican Party more radical, how people had been primaried, moderates had been primaried and replaced with less traditional candidates who were purer ideologically, and how bad that was. I'm missing that same sense of recrimination from the media when AOC, an open democratic socialist who is a member of the DSA, when she says that she's going to cleanse the party with fire. Triggering the blow-up were Wednesday's votes on a bill to expand federal background checks for gun purchases. 26 moderate Democrats joined Republicans in amending the legislation, adding a provision requiring that ICE be notified if an illegal immigrant seeks to purchase a gun. That infuriated liberals. Why would that infuriate liberals? Because they're not liberal. They're insane. If an illegal immigrant tries to buy a gun, why should ICE not be notified? So in other words, Democrats believe that if an American citizen purchases a gun, that should basically not be allowed, but if an illegal immigrant tries to purchase a gun, ICE shouldn't even know about it. The Democratic infighting reflects a fractured caucus and a diverse freshman class, with dozens of moderates elected in districts President Trump won in 2016 at odds with hard-charging liberals. The split has exposed divisions among Pelosi and her top lieutenants, Majority Leader Steny Hoyer of Maryland and Majority Whip James Clyburn, South Carolina, over the party's strategy to keep its newfound majority. It's going to get uglier inside the Democratic Party because, again, the radicals have control of the tiller. Nancy Pelosi may just be along for the ride, or maybe she's going to have to fight AOC for the actual control of the party. Whatever it is, there is no question the Democratic Party is losing whatever moorings in reason are available, and that means moorings in a social fabric. And listen, the right is not immune to this. Certainly not. I've been very critical of Republicans this week on a variety of issues. But let's be clear. What the Democratic Party is doing in embracing the most radical form of their base is deeply damaging, not just to the Democratic Party overall, I think we need two viable parties, but deeply damaging to the country, because that radical base is firmly convinced that people on the other side are bad human beings who must be destroyed at any cost and believe that they can say anything in the pursuit of that destruction. We'll get to more of that in just a second, but first, let's talk about the underwear upon your tuchus. When men and women upgrade from their shabby, outdated multi-pack underwear to Tommy John, it's the most comfortable on the planet. They have a lot to say about it. John says his only regret is he didn't try Tommy John earlier. Julia says Tommy John is so comfortable, she forgets she's wearing them. The point is, men and women across America are crazy about Tommy John. I know, I am one of them. They grace my tuchus right now. Both Tommy John's men's and women's underwear sport a no-wedgie guarantee, comfortable stay-put waistbands, a range of fabrics that are luxuriously soft and designed to move with you. Plus, Tommy John has dress shirts and undershirts that always stay tucked, ridiculously soft loungewear, and go-anywhere apparel that is versatile enough to go from boardroom to boxing class. For ladies, check out your new Tommy John Air collection. Tommy John is so sure you're going to love the fit and feel that it's all backed by their best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. That means if you don't love your first pair, you will get a full refund. Tommy John, no adjustment needed. Hurry over to TommyJohn.com right now. Use promo code BEN for 20% off your first order. That's code BEN for 20% off only at TommyJohn.com. That's TommyJohn.com, and use promo code BEN at checkout for 20% off. Coming up, we'll jump right into the mailbag and answer some of your questions. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The
This is the Savage Nation.
EMP expert Dr. William Forstgen. U.S. will cease to exist. 90% of population will die. I don't think that's news to you, right?
Both Korea and Iran have put out videos, which you can find on YouTube, of us being hit by an EMP. The leader of North Korea has openly said, we're going to EMP you. That's it.
The Savage Nation. Listen for free online on your favorite podcast app from the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Every week at this time, we do the mailbag, so let's jump right in. So Joe says, hey, Ben, my girlfriend and I got into a debate on whether or not anxiety is a sin. I know it states in the Bible that we are to put our trust in God, and if we don't, we are questioning God's plans. As someone who suffers from a panic disorder, I was a little off-put by the idea that I was sinning over something I had no control over. So my question is, can you separate a panic anxiety disorder from sinful anxiety? Thanks. Love the show. Listen, as a Jew, I'm not a big fan of the idea that your feelings are typically a sin. I think that usually your actions are a sin. And Judaism is more of an acts-based religion than a faith-based religion, in the sense that facts don't care about your feelings and acts don't care about your feelings. Sinful anxiety, I would assume, would be taking measures that demonstrate a lack of faith in God in some sort of fulsome fashion. Just being anxious over the future, I think, is sort of a natural part of the human condition. Trying to fight it is going to make your life better. Trying to be more accepting is going to make your life better. There's a phrase my dad taught me many years ago when I had a little bit of anxiety in law school. I didn't like being away from home. I didn't like living in an apartment by myself. I'd lived at home during college. And so I used to get anxious being by myself 3,000 miles away from my family. And he used to say acceptance is relaxation. And that is a basically religious principle, that you have to sort of accept the reality of what is. But as far as anxiety itself being a sin, I think it's something that can be fought without it necessarily being a sin. I tend to think of sin as activity, not as feelings. Now, again, if you allow the feelings to dominate your life, the part of your life that you can control, then you may be veering into sin, but I don't think that the feeling itself is sinful. Nicholas says, I was recently a part of a discussion about abortion. I wasn't sure how to combat this question. Where do we draw the line in terms of what is okay to use as birth control, such as the morning after pill? I'm interested to hear your response. So the basic pro-life position on this is that once conception has taken place, anything that ends the chain of creation of human life is in fact abortion and not birth control. So condoms, for example, are birth control and not abortion. There's been no conception yet. The sperm is separate from the egg. There's been no new DNA formed. There's been no inception of human life. But if you're talking about the morning after pill that prevents, for example, implantation, right? I believe that that's generally what the morning after pill does. There are some people who suggest that it prevents conception itself. Michelle says, a friend and I were discussing how Amazon doesn't pay taxes, and even though I pointed out they do collect sales tax, it got me thinking, why should we tax businesses at all? It's one thing to tax people who, in theory, use the road, school, safety net, etc. that taxes provide. Wouldn't it be better to encourage businesses to keep all their profits and put the money back into the business, expand, or even give higher wages? Wouldn't the economy grow faster that way? Or are there enough loopholes that most businesses don't pay taxes, and Amazon is just the fall guy at the moment? Well, loopholes when people use the phrase tax loopholes, that's not a phrase that really exists. What they mean is tax deductions. So if you have a tax deduction, that is not a loophole. It's just that some people don't have the same deductions as others. That's just a fact of life, right? Some people have a mortgage deduction. Some people don't have a mortgage deduction. If you rent, you don't have a mortgage deduction. Does the person with the mortgage deduction have a tax loophole? No, that's called a mortgage deduction. Amazon uses whatever deductions are available to it. As far as the idea that taxing businesses is bad for the economy, of course that's true, which is why one of the most fascinating things about the Nordic countries that the left so loves is that their corporate tax rates have generally been lower than America's corporate tax rates, which is why they can still support this massive social welfare state, despite the fact that they have high personal income taxes. Businesses are still willing to invest over there because businesses can still make a profit over there. Okay, Sean says, hello, Imperator Shapiro. I work for NPR in the wonderful state of Indiana. The Indiana Senate just passed a hate crimes law, which is significant because Indiana is one of 5 states that has no hate crimes law. But the law has raised a considerable amount of controversy because the Republican senators stripped away specifically protected characteristics from the law, such as gender identity, race, and sexual orientation. Instead, the hate crimes law allows a judge to determine the bias of a crime more generally. As you can imagine, my cheery co-workers at NPR, along with all forms of press in Indiana and all the Democrats in the state, are furious that specific characteristics in the bill are not mentioned. Everyone is painting the Republicans as foolish, weak, and parochial. What is your take on hate crimes laws? So I think hate crimes laws are garbage. I don't see a rationale for them. Every crime is motivated by a certain level of hate. And I don't see why we should punish certain levels of hate more than we punish other levels of hate. You're not, in fact, creating an impetus for people not to be hateful simply because there are hate crimes laws on the books. I have seen no evidence of that. As far as the idea that you're not going to name protected classes, I assume the reason you're not naming protected classes is because you don't want people filing hate crimes legislation against you if you have, for example, a religious bakery that says, I don't want to cater this same-sex wedding. And then someone says, oh, well, that's a hate crime. Or you're a business and you don't hire a transgender person because you're a religious day school. Or simply because you don't want to hire a transgender person for a makeup job or something. And you should be able to associate with whomever you want. And if people want to react to that by boycotting you, that's their problem, or not associating with you, that's their problem as well. The notion of hate crimes laws, the thought policing of hate crimes laws, is deeply counterintuitive to basic American freedoms. And again, that's not in favor of hate or in favor of crime. It is in favor of a government that polices action and not thought. Nick says, hey Ben, who do you think are the greatest song lyricists of all time? Well, I'm a big musicals fan, so the ones who come to mind are folks like Cole Porter. Oscar Hammerstein is tremendously underrated. Stephen Sondheim, of course. As far as sort of other lyricists, Johnny Mercer is a fantastic, fantastic lyricist. But again, I favor some of the old lyricists. I don't think any of the new lyricists do anything of real import, to be frank. Zachary says, I've recently watched The Best of Enemies, the documentary about the debates between Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley during the 68 election. Given that you're a conservative like Buckley, if a similar documentary were to be made about politics today, who would be your Gore Vidal? Well, I mean, the problem is that most folks who are prominent on the left are not interested in actually having discussions. So it's difficult to find a Gore Vidal. I mean, at least in 68, Buckley and Vidal would get on set together and then argue with one another. It's difficult to get people to do that on a repeat basis these days. There are people with whom I disagree, with whom I am very friendly. I mean, Eric Weinstein is the person who comes to mind. He and I are very friendly, and he and I disagree on a lot of stuff politically oriented. But as far as being just a screed-driven, fact-based person, Gore Vidal is pretty indicative of the left. I think there are plenty of folks like Gore Vidal. I think there are very few like William Buckley. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffith. Pakistan has handed over an Indian pilot captured after his plane was shot down by the Pakistani military this week amid a dramatic confrontation between the two nuclear-armed rivals over the disputed Kashmir region. Military Affairs Analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis explains that India's tensions with Pakistan are further complicated by Pakistan's growing reliance upon Chinese military support.
The Indians see Pakistan at the same time as a growing ally of China. In fact, China is building a large port facility on Pakistani terrain to the due northwest of India.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that the Democrats' proposed Green New Deal would force taxpayers to foot the bill for abortions. Here's Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he assumed it was coming, and
sure enough,
McConnell says no, what he called a far-left wish list like this would have been complete
without radical policies on the issue of abortion.
Especially, McConnell says, by abandoning the long-held principle of no tax dollars used to pay for abortion.
It's been a long-standing consensus.
McConnell says, far from saving the planet, the Green New Deal is a perfect case study on what he calls the perils of a federal takeover. Bob Agnew reporting.
Addressing the Conservative Political Action Conference on Friday, Vice President Mike Pence hailed the administration's achievements on the economy, military expenditure, and national security.
Under the president's strong leadership, we forged new trade deals that finally put American jobs and American workers first, and with the support of this generation of conservatives. President Trump signed the largest tax cut and tax reform in American history.
Mr. Pence received his biggest applause when he held President Trump's efforts to build a wall on the southern border. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, we're here with Alexander Green, four-time best-selling author and chief investment strategist of the Oxford Club. Alex is a stock-picking legend. He called six of the best stocks of the past 20 years, including Apple, Intuitive Surgical, Netflix, Verion, Amazon, and Celgene. Now, Alex, I understand you're targeting a new stock.
Yes, it's a cutting-edge tech company making blockbuster deals. I'm talking about $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump himself even calls what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of it because this $3 stock trades under a secret name.
Alex just got on stage in front of a packed crowd to talk about this secret stock, and you can see his free presentation at onestockretirement.com. Don't wait on this. We expect the stock to make big national news in March. Go to onestockretirement.com now.
New York's governor says Amazon isn't coming, but others might. Here's correspondent Warren Levinson.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo concedes he's been unable to persuade Amazon to change its mind after the tech giant's Valentine's Day breakup with New York City, but he admits the effort wasn't just aimed at Amazon. Cuomo told a radio interviewer he was trying to change the narrative to reassure businesses that New York remains a welcoming place. The comments came the same day union and business leaders took out a full-page ad in the New York Times telling Amazon New Yorkers overwhelmingly support the idea of building a big new campus in Queens. Amazon withdrew after complaints were raised about $3 billion worth of tax breaks the company was offered. Warren Levinson, New York.
School leaders and teachers in Oakland, California have reached a deal to end a week-long strike. The school district said Friday the teachers will receive an 11% salary increase plus a one-time 3% bonus. News and analysis at townhall.com. A California irrigation district with the highest priority rights to Colorado River water is using its power to demand federal funds to restore the state's largest lake. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
The Imperial Irrigation District is hoping to capitalize on one of its best opportunities to tackle a longstanding environmental and human health hazard. The district wants $200 million for the Salton Sea, a massive lake in the desert southeast of Los Angeles created when the Colorado River breached a dike in 1905 and flooded a dry lake bed. The money would help create habitat for migratory birds and suppress dust in communities with high rates of asthma and respiratory illnesses.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. The district says that if the federal government doesn't commit to giving California the money, it won't sign off on a multi-state plan to preserve the river's two largest reservoirs amid a prolonged drought. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's R-A-N-K to 79645.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Got a lot coming up for you this hour. A little bit later on, Ashley Bratcher is joining us. She's the actress who portrays Abby Johnson in a movie about a former clinic director of Planned Parenthood who changed her mind on abortion. The new movie is unplanned. She'll be stopping by for a little while, a little bit later. Plus, we'll talk about whether the future king of England will be gender fluid. Yep, that's the world we live in, man, and it's stupid. But we begin this very instant with a couple of big announcements. First of all, President Trump obviously walked away from the table in Vietnam with regard to North Korea. He said, we don't have a deal. There was no meeting of the minds, which raised questions as to why we were there in the first place. There should be pre-negotiations before you sit down with the world's worst dictator. You shouldn't go there and just kiss their butt incessantly. Unfortunately, the President of the United States did exactly that. He kissed their butt incessantly. And then even after he left, he kissed Kim Jong-un's butt even more. He was speaking with Sean Hannity while he was in Hanoi. And here is what he had to say about Kim Jong-un at the time.
Well, no, I just think he's, first of all, he's a character.
He was laughing a lot.
And he's a real personality, and he's very smart. He's sharp as you can be, and he's a real leader, and he's pretty mercurial. I don't say that necessarily in a bad way, but he's a pretty mercurial guy.
Oh, well, okay, well, I mean, with a description like that, I mean, he must be a wonderful person. You know, he's got a little bit of a temper now and then, straps his uncle to an anti-aircraft gun, opens fire, kills his brother-in-law with anthrax at a public airport. But every so often, he really just kind of goes off the rails. But he's a leader, you know, and a really bright guy. A real leader. The kind of leader who, you know, doesn't have to keep millions of people in a giant gulag state. So President Trump has been spending, legitimately at this point, years praising Kim Jong-un to the extent that yesterday, in a press conference, you'll recall, that he said that he took Kim Jong-un at his word that the North Korean government was not responsible for the death of Otto Warmbier, the American who'd been kept there and then was essentially beaten into a coma, apparently, and then left for dead until he finally came home, but he was vegetable by that point. Well, the Warmbier family came forward and they said, listen, we are not cool with this sort of characterization.
We've got some breaking news. Otto Warmbier's family, his parents, have just released an official statement after President Trump said that he took Kim Jong-un at his word that the dictator knew nothing of what happened to their son. Their statement reads, we have been respectful during this summit process. Now we must speak out. Kim and his evil regime are responsible for the death of our son, Otto. Kim and his evil regime are responsible for unimaginable cruelty and inhumanity. No excuses or lavish praise can change that.
Okay, well, you'll remember that these folks were actual guests of President Trump at the 2018 State of the Union. It seems to me they have a right to be upset when President Trump says he takes an evil dictator at his word that he knew nothing about the American being kept in custody who was then beaten into vegetable state. Kellyanne Conway was out there defending the president anyway, saying, well, you know, I'm sure the president may have said these nice things about Kim, but you have to remember President Trump got Otto Warmbier out of North Korea in the first place.
The president is talking about that Chairman Kim did not know what happened to Otto at the time of when it happened. And so, of course, he holds North Korea responsible. He has deep affection and shares the grief of the Warmbier family. That will never, and as will not the president agreeing with the Warmbier family, that North Korea is responsible. But Chairman Kim did not know what the president is saying is that there's no indication Chairman Kim knew what happened to Otto Warmbier when it happened.
Okay, that's a real struggling remark. I mean, that is a real stretch of what President Trump had to say. Trump has now, in the last 5 minutes, come out with a statement. He says, I never liked being misinterpreted, but especially when it comes to Otto Warmbier and his great family. Remember, I got Otto out along with three others. The previous administration did nothing, and he was taken on their watch. Of course I hold North Korea responsible for Otto's mistreatment and death. Most important, Otto Warmbier will not have died in vain. Otto and his family have become a tremendous symbol of strong passion and strength, which will last for many years into the future. I love Otto and think of him often. Which is him trying to walk back what is an insane statement that he made about the North Korean leadership. But here's the problem. The president is already making actual physical concessions to the North Koreans in return for nothing. Here's a story from the Los Angeles Times, breaking just a few moments ago. The Pentagon is permanently canceling the large-scale military exercises in South Korea usually held in the spring, U.S. officials said on Friday, handing Pyongyang a long-sought concession only days after a summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un broke up without a deal. The timing of the decision raised questions about whether Trump was giving away a major piece of leverage over North Korea, which has long denounced the exercises as provocative and failing to get anything in return. Remember, last time Trump met with the North Koreans, he did the same thing. He canceled some joint naval exercises with the South Koreans, and he himself said that they were provocative. So he started adopting the language of Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un has not given anything up. He has not given anything up. I'm sorry, not test-firing missiles for a certain period of time. He's not, quote-unquote, giving something up. He's continued to develop his nuclear program and his missile program apace. Abraham Denmark, a former top Pentagon official during the Obama administration, said, why negotiate with the United States when it makes concessions for free? Well, he should know, considering Obama did this routinely. He said the decision to halt the maneuvers would have major implications for readiness of U.S. and South Korean forces. Thousands of U.S. and South Korean troops had conducted the exercises, known as Key Resolve and Full Eagle, annually for more than a decade. Last year, President Trump suspended them, citing the cost and the need to ease tensions with North Korea. Apparently, the maneuvers will be replaced by smaller-scale training that does not call for large-scale field maneuvers, but still ensures that U.S. and South Korean forces can repel a North Korean invasion. Trump has before complained about the scale of the exercises, saying that it costs too much and we spend too much money on them. He had already hinted that he was going to cancel them on Thursday. He said, those exercises are very expensive. And I was telling the generals, I said, look, you know, exercising is fun and it's nice and they play the war games. And I'm not saying it's not necessary because at some levels it is, but at other levels it's not. But it's a very, very expensive thing. And, you know, we do have to think about that, too. Dude, you legitimately signed into law another $1.3 trillion budget for just a quarter, basically. Like, if we're going to talk about expense, I'm sorry, this one ranks very low on the list of expenses that are unjustifiable. U.S. officials are expected to inform South Korea of the decision shortly. So, in other words, President Trump, just to recap, President Trump went to Vietnam to meet with the North Korean tin pot dictator, stood alongside that dictator, flattered that dictator, stood in front of flags from that dictatorship, talked about how wonderful the dictator was, walked away from the table saying we didn't get anything done, and then immediately canceled large-scale war exercises that are meant to warn the dictatorship not to get aggressive. Where's the negotiation prowess here? Am I missing it? Well, listen, I got a lot of mail over the last 24 hours. People very upset with me for saying that President Trump has botched this negotiation. Oh, give it more time. He's just being audacious. Again, audacity is generally a word for stupidity unless you show results. It is audacious to stab yourself in the eye with an ice pick. It's an audacious thing to do. It may not be the smartest thing to do. Now, as I've said before, if President Trump somehow pulls a rabbit out of the hat and suddenly denuclearization is on the table, real, fully verifiable denuclearization, that changes the math, of course. But so far, we have seen nothing from the North Koreans. Let's not pretend that the North Koreans have been making major concessions to the United States. They have not. President Trump has not once, but twice, legitimized the worst dictator on the planet, praised him fulsomely, talked about what a wonderful dude he is, said he accepts his version of the story where he didn't know what happened to Otto Warmbier, the American murdered in North Korea, and now has twice canceled full-scale military exercises meant to warn that dictator. If that's negotiation prowess, I'd hate to see what bad negotiation looks like. My goodness. And meanwhile, in other Trump-related news, there are reports that the House Oversight Committee is now going to focus in on Alan Weisselberg, who is his former CEO. He's apparently going to face some public scrutiny. According to the New York Times, in testimony before Congress this week, Michael Cohen cast himself as a central figure in schemes that could threaten the presidency of Donald Trump. But Mr. Cohen said he didn't work alone, unexpectedly mentioning by name the involvement of another member of Mr. Trump's inner circle, Alan Weisselberg, more than 20 times. The revelations are set to intensify the scrutiny on Weisselberg, President Trump's unassuming 71-year-old chief financial officer, who already is a focus for federal prosecutors in New York. On Wednesday, Cohen specifically identified Weisselberg as helping mastermind a strategy to mask reimbursements to Mr. Cohen for his payments to Stormy Daniels, the pornographic film actress who said she had an affair with Mr. Trump. After Wednesday's hearing, Elijah Cummings said he probably will want to call additional witnesses, including Weisselberg, to gather evidence about the hush money payment. Now, of course, there is nothing there with regard to the hush money payment. If President Trump had for years been paying off various women, various and sundry women, to shut them up, then this does not amount to a campaign expenditure. Even if it is a campaign expenditure, if President Trump is simply reimbursing it, then what you have is a failure to report under campaign finance law. That is a misdemeanor at best. President Obama routinely failed to report donations properly. He had to pay fines. This would be a fine situation, not an impeachment situation. Nonetheless, the House Oversight Democrats are extraordinarily excited. We'll get to why in just 1 second. First, let's talk about Congress. Given the fact that there are so many people in Congress who advance socialist policies, it's no wonder the president reminds Americans that socialism does not improve lives. The so-called progressives might control Congress, but it is still up to us to control them. Our founding fathers counted on we the people to hold our government in check. In order to do that, you must know the legal role of Congress. Well, there's a free, easy way to learn the basics. Through most of March, Hillsdale College is offering their free online course on the powers the Constitution gives to Congress and what it doesn't. Hillsdale is on a mission to restore liberty in our country, so do your part by registering now to take their excellent course on the Congress for free, and then watch it anytime you want. Take it with your book club, your small group, your kids. You'll learn more in each session all under an hour than you ever did in school, and you will be equipped to hold your congressperson accountable. Hillsdale College is the best college in America. They still care about eternal truths and real principles and Western civilization. Go check them out right now at benforhillsdale.com. That is benforhillsdale.com. Once more, benforhillsdale.com. Couldn't be prouder to be associated with Hillsdale College. Go check them out right now and take their excellent course on the Congress for free at benforhillsdale.com. All right, so the New York Times suggesting that Alan Weisselberg is next on the grill here. A Democratic official said that the House Intelligence Committee anticipates calling Weisselberg to testify as well. Mr. Cohen said in the hearing that the payment was ordered by Trump, which violated campaign finance laws because it was intended to buy Daniels' silence so she could not hurt Trump's prospects right before the election. Cohen said he paid Daniels with his own money and then was repaid by the Trump Organization. Cohen said Alan Weisselberg made the decision that it should be paid back over the 12 months so that it would look like a retainer. Cohen submitted to Congress a copy of a $35,000 check, so Weisselberg is next on the hot seat. Is he going to know any more than Michael Cohen did? Highly, highly doubtful. Highly doubtful. In 2015, a lawyer representing students who alleged they were defrauded by Trump University questioned Weisselberg during a deposition. Weisselberg called himself, from an economic standpoint, Mr. Trump's eyes and ears. But so what? So what? All that matters is what he testifies to. And right now, Michael Cohen's material is not enough to damage President Trump in any serious way. I really doubt they're going to dig up anything from Alan Weisselberg either. So the Democrats will continue to dig. They will continue to try and provide some form of rationale for a legal impeachment, but they are really coming up with nothing of major import. Okay, in just a second, we're going to be having on an actress from the brand new movie Unplanned, which is basically being screwed by the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences, the MPAA, the Motion Pictures Arts Association. We'll explain why. They've decided to rate this thing R instead of PG-13, specifically to keep people from seeing a pro-life message. We'll get to that in just a second. First, let's talk about improving the look of your home or apartment without spending a fortune. That's where SelectBlinds.com comes in. SelectBlinds will make an instant impact on the way you look at your space. With SelectBlinds, you can swap out tired old window coverings for high-quality, easy-to-install blinds. Upgrading your home with SelectBlinds, it's so easy, it's a no-brainer. Score amazing deals on blinds, shades, and shutters today from SelectBlinds.com. With products you've seen on all your favorite home improvement shows, SelectBlinds.com is the easy way to upgrade. SelectBlinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering high-quality blinds for an unbelievable price. After your new blinds are taken care of, get back to the important stuff, like relaxing in your new and improved space. Read more than 300,000 reviews from a million happy customers at SelectBlinds.com. Pretty easy to see why they've been featured on TLC, HGTV, and Netflix. Select Blinds is the simple, smart way to get blinds. Go check them out today at SelectBlinds.com. And remember to mention our show at checkout using the drop-down menu. Select Blinds. It's simple, it's smart, it's custom. SelectBlinds.com. Once more, SelectBlinds.com. And remember, mention our show at checkout using the drop-down menu. Alrighty, coming up, there's a brand new movie coming out. It's called Unplanned. It's a pro-life movie. I know, shocker that it was actually made. Now, the Motion Picture Arts Academy has decided to rate it R as opposed to PG-13. The Motion Picture Association of America. We'll talk about it with one of the actresses from the film. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So there's a new movie that is coming out in the very near future. It's called Unplanned, and it is about Abby Johnson, who is the youngest clinic director in the history of Planned Parenthood before she became an anti-abortion activist. The movie was recently rated R by the Motion Picture Association of America, specifically in order to prevent it from being widely seen. Joining us on the line is Ashley Bratcher. She portrays Abby Johnson in Unplanned, and her own story is pretty incredible. Ashley, thanks so much for joining the Ben Shapiro Show.
Yeah, of course, Ben. I just want to start by saying that I and my husband are huge fans.
I appreciate it.
You don't know this, but you were a huge part of my research into playing Abby, so that's probably a story for another day, but I just had to share that.
Well, that's very sweet of you. Thank you so much. So what led you to actually taking this part? Because obviously it's a gutsy move to take a pro-life part anywhere near Hollywood where this is not an approved point of view.
Right. Well, before I even auditioned, I had no idea who Abby was. The script that I got for the audition was just a couple of pages, and all I knew from it was that Abby worked at Planned Parenthood. So I thought, okay, well, this is a pro-choice movie, and Abby seemed really cool and charismatic, and I just wanted to learn more about her. I was really curious after I read those pages. And when I heard her describe what she had experienced working at Planned Parenthood, gosh, I was just devastated. I mean, it really wrecked me because I realized that I had been blind because I was middle of the road. I thought I was pro-life, but then I realized that I wasn't as pro-life as I really was portraying. And I knew that this was something that America needed to see because we're so blind to it. I think there's this silent Holocaust that's happening, and America is not seeing behind the closed doors of Planned Parenthood.
So what is the story? For folks who don't know the story of Abby Johnson, what exactly was the life-changing experience that she had that changed her opinion on abortion?
Well, during her time at Planned Parenthood, Abby facilitated 22,000 abortions, and she was just awarded the Employee of the Year. She was on the fast track to climbing the ladder, and they were short-staffed one day at her clinic, and she was called back to assist on an ultrasound-guided abortion. And when she was in the room, she witnessed for the very first time the humanity within the womb, and she watched a baby fight for its life as it was aborted, and she described it as seeing a baby run like a dishcloth. And it was a fully formed 13-week-old baby. And she realized that Planned Parenthood had just really deceived her and lied to her. It was not a clump of cells. She saw the baby. And it was a really horrifying and devastating experience for her.
We're speaking with Ashley Bratcher. She portrays Abby Johnson in the new movie Unplanned, which comes out at the end of the month. Now, Ashley, it sounds like you had some personal experiences that cropped up as a result of you doing this movie. It's kind of an amazing story. I was wondering if you would want to tell about your mom.
Of course. Oh, my goodness. Yes. So I got the offer the morning that I booked the role. They said, hey, the role's yours. We need you to get on a plane in 4 hours and come to Oklahoma for 8 weeks. I didn't have a lot of time, so I just said yes without hesitation. My husband knew, my son knew, my sister knew, but when I got in Oklahoma, I hit the ground running because we were heading into shooting in just a few days. So my mom called me on the fourth day of production and had no idea where I was or what I was doing. And I was really cautious in how I was going to explain this to her because she had shared with me when I was younger that she'd had an abortion when she was in high school. And it was just a really nonchalant conversation, but I didn't want her to think that this movie was judgmental or condemning towards women, that we were shaming them. And I didn't want her to think that I loved her any less or that I was judging her personally. So I just gently started explaining who Abby was and what her story was all about. And my mom became emotional as I expected, but she really completely broke down. And I just could hear her spirit dissing, and she was sobbing through the phone. And she said, Ashley, I need to tell you something that I've never told you before. What you don't know is that when I was 19, I was at the clinic again, and they called my name back. I was on the table being examined by a very pregnant nurse, and I got really sick to my stomach, and I knew I couldn't go through with it. And I got up, and I walked out, and I decided to have you.
Wow.
And, and I never knew that. I mean, it was such a profound moment in my life because for me, it really confirmed. I mean, I'm an outspoken Christian, so it confirmed that God really does plan our steps from conception. And my story came full circle without me ever having known. I mean, although I'm not some A-list celebrity that could have easily taken this role fearlessly if they wanted to, I'm a nobody from rural North Carolina that God wrote this story for so that I could, you know, come forward and play one of the greatest pro-life voices of our time.
Well, Ashley, thanks so much for what you're doing. Final question for you. How have you and the producers of the film responded to the MPAA's attempt to basically restrict the capacity for people to see the film by rating it R?
Well, you know, working so intimately on the film, I can understand the rating because it is shocking and disturbing to see what we show because we don't do it for blood and gore effects. We do it because we're revealing the truth. And there's something very different about the shed of innocent blood. I mean, you go to the movies all the time and you see war movies and, you know, it's not real, but there's something very different about witnessing a baby being murdered. And I think that for them to give us an R rating is kind of funny because there's no nudity, there's no sex, there's no profanity, there's no drug use. The only thing they gave us an R rating for was violence. So they are essentially agreeing that abortion is a violent and disturbing act.
Wow, so amazing.
I find that interesting. And, you know, most of the states across the country, a 13, 15-year-old girl can go have an abortion without parental consent, but she can't go see our movie about abortion. It's really absurd.
Just amazing. Well, Ashley, thanks so much for doing what you're doing. Ashley Bratcher portraying Abby Johnson in Unplanned, which comes out end of the month. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me, Ben.
Well, coming up, we're going to be talking about whether America is turning towards civil war. An article in the Washington Post says maybe yes. We'll talk about it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. One of the things you can always count on from the New York Times is the best in opinion. And what I mean by that is the worst in opinion. You know, like the dumbest opinions, the ones that make no sense. And there's some really solid opinions out there from the, like today. There is one from the New York Times that is just spectacular. It's called "The New Dream Home Should Be a Condo" by Allison Arieff, a contributing opinion writer focusing on design and architecture. Well, as a former condo owner, let me just say, no. Condos are basically you bought an apartment. Would you rather have an apartment or a plot of land? But no, according to the New York Times, we should all lower our sights a little bit. You know, we shouldn't aim for that picket fence with the front yard and the backyard. Instead, what we should aim for is that we should be able to hear the people who live above us or next door to us. According to Allison Arieff, every year, the National Association of Home Builders presents its vision for the new American home, showcasing trends in home design and construction. The association describes this effort as America's Residential Construction Laboratory and boasts that concepts first used in the New American Home Project often go on to become industry and consumer favorites. The idea of a residential construction laboratory is, in theory, great. Why not build a house that tests out the latest building and energy technologies, explores the functionality of different floor plans, and experiments with new materials and trends? But in practice, it's a failed experiment, badly in need of a new hypothesis. And then there's a picture of a giant house. This is the new American home for 2018. It's a sprawling monstrosity of more than 10,690 feet. The lot encompasses 65,340 square feet. That sounds phenomenal, does it not? And that sounds like something to aspire to. No, says the New York Times, stop with your aspirations. They say the new American home should really be this condo. There are six units. One unit here can have just 1,800 square feet. Let me just say this on behalf of all Americans. You go to hell. You think that I wake up in the morning aspiring to an 1,800-foot condo? You've got to be kidding me. Like, that's all fine and dandy. My first condo that I owned with my wife was like 1,400 square feet. So I get it. Okay, but that's what we're supposed to aspire to? The first new American home, says this columnist, that NAHB built in Houston in 1984 was 1,500 square feet and cost $80,000. By 2006, at the peak of the housing bubble, the NAHB home was over 10,000 square feet and was listed for $5.3 million in what is today one of the nation's foreclosure capitals, Orlando. That 1984 project was the smallest. Square footage hasn't dipped below 2,200 since 1985. The 2018 version is close to 11,000 square feet with 8 bathrooms and both an elevator and a car elevator in the garage, which sounds phenomenally great. But no, the NAHB house may be meant to highlight trends, but they're not the trends homeowners want. What people actually want is tiny little houses. I love this. This is so socialist and nonsense. They say, while a 10,000-square-foot house built today uses less energy than a 10,000-square-foot house built a decade ago, a home of this size requires a phenomenal amount of energy to run. Does anyone need 10,000 square feet to live in? No. Does anyone need to subscribe to the New York Times? Hey, we don't need a lot of things that we like, really. Basic human needs, very simple. You can see them every day under the overpasses of Los Angeles. The basic human needs are a tent, some basic food, and that's it. You don't even need a place to go to the bathroom in private. Okay, if we're just talking like basic animal human needs. I love that we are now thinking in terms of what do Americans need rather than what we want. What we want should be the standard. After all, this is the freest country in history. Once we start that, what do we need? What we actually need, do we need 1,800 square feet, by the way? She says we need a condo of 1,800 square feet. Do we? Or should we look at those micro houses, the mini houses that are 400 square feet? Maybe we should all just have a phone booth with a bucket in the corner of the phone, a very tiny bucket, a thimble for pooping. Families are getting smaller, not larger, says the New York Times. The average American household shrank by 30% from 1948 to 2012 to 2.55 people from 3.67. Yet houses have ballooned as family sizes have contracted. Weird, because you keep saying that people are living worse than they did half a century ago, but you're telling me less people in more space. Weird. The average new home today is 1,000 square feet larger than in 1973. I fail to understand why this is a bad thing. Isn't that kind of awesome? Wouldn't you rather have a larger home? Like, none of this computes. But this columnist says, what if the new next American home was a condo? And what if there was a new American dream? Not of auto-dependent suburbia, but walkable urbanism. I repeat, you go to hell. If you think that my ideal is that I'm going to live in a city stacked with human beings and ride the bus every morning, That ain't the America I know. I want to be able to get in my car and go wherever I want. I want to have enough space on my property that I don't feel like I can hear the neighbors arguing. I swear, when we lived in that condo, there is still a tune I can hear in my head to this day. To this day, it is now 10 years later. There's a tune I hear in my head. There's a kid next door who had a stand-up piano propped against the common wall that was shared. And every evening, around 7:15, I would hear dun 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 for an hour. For an hour. Is that the American dream? No, that's not the American dream. That's a bunch of garbage right there. Like, again, not saying people can't live in apartments. Some apartments are really nice. Or that if you want to live in an apartment or a condo, you can't. But don't tell me that the limit of my ambition should be living in a shared space where I have to take a bus with you. No. I remember carpool in high school. It was terrible. In the Cloverdale 749 building designed by Lorcan O'Herlihy Architects in Los Angeles, six families are housed luxuriously in a 10,500-square-foot building that has little else in common with the NAHB home. No space is wasted here. It may not have multiple walk-in closets or air-conditioned storerooms, but it has high ceilings and roof decks. Larger homes use more resources, typically require longer commutes, come with more expensive utility bills, and often contribute to more sedentary lifestyles, which in turn results in increased rates of conditions like obesity and heart disease. That's because larger homes usually exist in the suburbs, so you're less often running down the street for your life from other people. When you live in heavy urban areas, you at least get your cardio workout. I mean, the guy behind you with the knife has something to do with it. The way the Cloverdale building is designed effectively reduces the need for heating and cooling and increases natural light and circulation. Thanks to its central location and LA's serious commitment to expanding public transit. By the way, LA's serious commitment to expanding public transit has been a giant fail. I know. I live in Los Angeles. We have wasted so much money on our underused bus lines. You know why? Because LA has the worst urban sprawl of any major city in America. You cannot have solid public transportation in Los Angeles. There's just no way to do it. Everything is an hour apart. But they say that this also reduces the need for driving. Building in this way has the highest potential to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in cities. Once more, guys, don't tell me I have to live in a tiny apartment because you want to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. I would rather bomb the coal factories in China and India. I love the New York Times promoting the idea that we should give up on the single family home. No more of that. What we really, really need is a small apartment. That's what my grandparents came to this country for, my great grandparents. They came here thinking, you know this hovel that we live in, this tiny apartment in New York? What if we could do this forever? That's what they were dreaming of. It's why Western expansion never happened, because everybody was so happy in giant cities. That's not the only stupid op-ed from the Washington Post and New York Times today. Here's another great one. This one is from the Washington Post, in the Washington Post today, from a writer and editor who teaches journalism at Middlebury College. Why am I not surprised? Susan H. Greenberg, quote, "I smoked weed with my son. We're closer now." All right, well, I mean, my assumption is that you're physically passed out next to him. So you are physically closer. This is what Susan Greenberg writes. "My son had recently graduated from high school when I knocked on his bedroom door 3 summers ago, holding a disposable vape pen filled with cannabis oil, a 21st century joint. I know what we can do together," I said slyly, revealing the slender black cylinder. Oh, no. His father was on a business trip, his 2 sisters at camp in Connecticut. This is a very creepy beginning to a story. A mom opening the door for her teenage son and saying, "I know what we can do together. Your dad's out of town and so are your siblings. Let's do weed." Parents of the year over here. "Where'd you get that?" he asked eagerly, without a trace of the wariness or disdain that my overtures usually elicited. "The same place I got the heroin," I said. No, that's not what the article actually says. But I love this. If you really want to bond with your child, don't read with your kid. Don't go out fishing with your kid. Do drugs. Drugs, the better parenting strategy. Oh, my God. Okay, we'll get to more of this wonderful parenting in just a second. I think the country's done, guys. I think it's done. I'm sorry. Sorry to break it to you. John Adams, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, this is the country you built. They're rolling so fast in their graves that they've actually dug the tunnel for Elon Musk across Los Angeles. That's how fast they're spinning in their graves right now. Okay, we're going to get to more on parents smoking pot with their children and why we are at the end of civilization. But first, let's talk about your sleep quality. I mean, these folks are concerned about their sleep quality, but you should be too. And you don't need pot to have a good night's sleep. What you could be using is a great Helix Sleep Mattress. Helix Sleep has built a sleep quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress. Whether you're a side sleeper or a hot sleeper, whether you like a plush or a firm bed, with Helix, there's no more guessing and no more confusion. Just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they will match you to a mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. For couples, Helix can even split the mattress down the middle, providing individual support needs and feel preferences for each side. You've got a 10-year warranty. You can try it out for 100 nights. Risk-free, so there really is nothing to lose. Get up to $125 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. That is helixsleep.com/Shapiro for $125 off your mattress order. helixsleep.com/Shapiro. My wife and I have a Helix Sleep mattress. We did that 2-minute sleep quiz. Let me tell you, the mattress works for us. It's so good, we took a more expensive mattress and moved it out of our room. We also got one of these mattresses for my sister for her wedding. Go check it out right now. helixsleep.com/Shapiro for $125 off. helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Okay, so we were talking about a piece in the Washington Post, from a mother who says she smoked pot with her son and now they are closer. Yeah, I'm sure you're closer. Did it up his level of respect for you? Do you think that now you are likely to be treated more like a parental authority or more like one of the cool moms? By the way, one of the worst elements of parenting that has happened over the course of my lifetime is the parents who want to be the cool mom or the cool dad. Those are the worst, invariably. People who want to be the cool mom or cool dad are bad parents. If you're a parent, you don't want to be the cool mom or the cool dad. You want to be authoritative, is what they say. There are various styles of parenting. Permissive is a terrible style of parenting. Authoritative is a good style of parenting, meaning where you have rules and you explain the rules and you enforce the rules. But dumbing everything down to the level of, I'm a teenager now, I'm going to smoke pot with my kid, pretty wild. Anyway, this woman, Susan Greenberg, she says, I told him about my first excursion to a legal weed store during a weekend girls' trip to Seattle. My family now lives in Middlebury, Vermont. No wonder Bernie Sanders is a senator. With the four women whose support and dark humor helped me survive his childhood. Was it really that rough? Survive his childhood? Is this kid like a serial killer or something? Like, no wonder he's happy to smoke pot with you. Is he torturing puppies in the backyard? I described the tall glass canisters piled with plump buds, the refrigerated case of chocolate edibles, the sales clerk so stoned he couldn't articulate which variety would help me sleep and which would make me laugh. My son became animated and talkative, something I wasn't used to. Right, because you're offering him drugs. You are now his drug dealer. Congratulations. We've been trapped in an ugly cycle of conflict and withdrawal since he was in middle school. Our exchanges often either monosyllabic or explosive. Yet there he was, expounding on cannabis strains. Sativa energizes you. Indica relaxes. The effects of smoking versus edibles. Smoking works faster. The effect of edibles lasts longer. And how to grow your own. He knew a lot about weed. He'd been smoking since the 8th grade, and it had been the source of many family fights. But not that night when I decided, to hell with it. My kid's a drug addict. And let me tell you, it was a great night. It was a great night. The day I finally gave up on my kid. That's really what it should be called, right? The day I finally decided, screw parenting. My kid's a loser. Acceptance is relaxation, as I said earlier on the show, gang. We made a plan. I'd pick up Chinese takeout, then we'd have a smoke, eat dinner, and watch some TV. The West Wing and Black Mirror. Well, my guess is Black Mirror is probably better when you're on pot than The West Wing. I wasn't at all sure this was a good idea. Right, because it's not. For one thing, in 2016, Vermont was still 2 years away from legalizing possession for adults over 21. Plenty of my peers thought nothing of enjoying a cocktail with their underage children, but I knew virtually no one would do the same with a joint. Right, it was illegal. It was illegal. Also, I worried that my son would see my participation as an enthusiastic endorsement of a habit I really wished he'd curb, given what I'd read about the damage cannabis use could do to adolescents' brain development and working memory. Right, because that's what it is. When you sit and you smoke pot with your kid, you are saying to your kid it's fine to do that. But I was desperate to connect with him. Oh, you pathetic human. Desperate to connect with your kid. You are a parent. You are not a friend. It is not your job to make friends and connect with your child. Yes, love is wonderful. Yes, connection with your children is wonderful. I'm incredibly close to my parents. I'm incredibly close to my kids. But if you think that you throw the rules out the window because you are a leech, an emotional leech who needs to be close with your son. So screw it. Screw the brain damage. I'm smoking pot with my kid. This is some solid parenting right here. He'd been a fussy baby and a mercurial kid, which I could handle, but my patience dwindled as his moodiness persisted into adolescence. I couldn't understand how someone so bright could be such an erratic student, and I couldn't accept that this creative and passionate young man was also impulsive and defiant. He resented my watchfulness and my attempts to fix him through appointments with tutors, therapists, and psychiatrists, reserving special disapproval for our decision to put him on psychotropic medication starting at age 10 for what doctors diagnosed only as a mood disorder not otherwise specified. I saw his point. Who doesn't suffer from a vague mood disorder at one time or another? When he started smoking weed at 13, we didn't permit or condone it, but we couldn't stop it either. When we confiscated it, he'd get his hands on more. When we grounded him, he'd sneak out, or his friends would sneak in. Where's the dad in all this? I mean, seriously. Like, this is where you call him the enforcer. And there's not a teenage boy on planet Earth who is afraid of his mom. All right, I'm going to talk more about this story, about why it's bad to smoke weed with your kids, in just one second. First, let us talk about actual drugs that are useful. I'm not saying marijuana can never be useful, but there are actual prescription drugs that you need if you have an actual sickness. And right now, we are in danger of losing those prescription drugs. If you're like me, you've either lost someone to cancer or you know somebody that's battling it now. Maybe that someone is you. Here in America, we're lucky to have access to new treatments for diseases like cancer nearly 2 years before other countries. We also lead the world in medical innovation. The future holds incredible promise for fighting diseases like Alzheimer's, cancer, and MS, but a proposed HHS pricing scheme for Medicare Part B threatens American innovation and would jeopardize our access to promising new medicines on the horizon. Improving healthcare means defending innovation, immediate access, and choice, not adopting foreign price controls. The right solution is market-based reform that fosters competition and makes other countries pay their fair share. Their price controls would risk all future treatment, keep American medical innovation great. Tell President Trump, reject the Medicare Part B pricing scheme. Visit protectmypartb.org, paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. That's protectmypartb.org. Make sure that the best drugs are still developed in America and that we're developing drugs at all that will be useful for future treatments. Protectmypartb.org. All right, coming up, we're going to talk more about this columnist in the Washington Post explaining why she smoked pot with her son, and now they're best friends. Also, we'll get to the future King of England, who apparently is going to be gender fluid. Yeah, things are going great, Western civilization. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We're talking about solid parenting throughout Western civilization. There's a full piece in the Washington Post today by a person who calls herself Susan Greenberg. I assume that's her actual name because I don't know why she's not embarrassed about this, but she has a column called "I Smoked Weed with My Son. We're Closer Now." She talks about how basically her son was a jerk. She didn't like him. And then they started doing the pot together. A solid parenting strategy, by the way. When I'm in a fight with my daughter, the first thing that I do is I grab the cocaine. She's 5. We just go right for it. She says, "I was desperate to connect with him. He'd been a fussy baby and a mercurial kid. When he started smoking weed, we didn't permit or condone it, but we couldn't stop it either. He was 13. You could stop it. I promise you probably could. Through his teen years, doctor put him on a medley of stimulants, mood stabilizers, antidepressants, and anti-anxiety medications, offering tepid warnings about the risks of their interactions with weed, which he ignored. I thought some worked better than others. My son hated them all for their side effects and for the implication there was something wrong with him. When he turned 18, he took himself off prescription meds. Cannabis remained his treatment of choice, and he used it daily. That wasn't a treatment. He's just a kid smoking pot. He is not a doctor. It was not prescribed." This notion that a bunch of, who does this? Who thinks that a 15-year-old smoking pot, he's just self-medicating, that's what he is. You know, when he went to medical school online from Phoenix University online, that's what he did. He got his medical degree so he could prescribe himself pot. It was the only substance that eased his anxiety, leveled his mood, and helped him sleep, he said. And she says this, I love this. "To me, that sounded like addict speak, a rationalization for a consuming dependency." This is me nodding right now. "I encouraged him to consult a psychiatrist and reconsider prescription drugs, which were both better researched and covered by insurance. At the same time, I clearly hadn't done a great job in making decisions for him, so perhaps I needed to trust him to make his own." Well, but you just said that he didn't listen to your decisions, so no. "By then, I'd read more about marijuana and mental health, absorbing complex and sometimes contradictory studies. Some suggested that marijuana might alleviate symptoms of anxiety and depression, others that it might moderately contribute to them, and some found no association at all. Given such mixed evidence, if my 18-year-old son believed that smoking weed helped his anxiety and mood, who was I to judge?" Okay, but then you went and you smoked with him. Also, who are you to judge? Well, you're his parent. And since there is she admits there's no good evidence. There's no good evidence of smoking weed consistently resulting in certain effects. This would be anti-scientific tripe. "In the 3 years since he began treating himself solely with cannabis, I've become increasingly comfortable with his choice." And she talks about all of the medical marijuana that is prescribed and recreational marijuana. By the way, I'm in favor of decriminalization of marijuana. So this is not me saying I want the government stepping in. This is me saying don't be a crap parent. She says, "What if smoking weed is keeping my son from much greater harm? Oh my goodness. What if he's simply an early adopter?" Oh, that's what he is. He's probably an early adopter. He's like Elon Musk or something. He's like Thomas Edison of weed. And then this lady says, "On that cool evening 3 summers ago, I decided to set aside my worries. We opened the French doors from the living room to the screen porch for ventilation. I drew on the vape pen and passed it to him, feeling the illicit thrill of sharing a smoke on the very couch where he and his sisters usually played Xbox." What is wrong with you, lady? "We piled our plates with Chinese food, and for 2.5 hours, we sat side by side, aligned as conspirators and companions. Then we went and robbed a bank. And let me tell you, afterward, we felt great. We talked, too, about the extent of his weed use, but for once, I had no trouble keeping my judgment in check. He made us milkshakes while I cleared the plates, and in that simple division of labor, routine for other mothers and sons, not so in my family, I saw, with joy and relief, that all was not lost between us. Somewhere beneath the tension and mistrust, we still knew how to care for each other." Or, ideally, you would have been a better parent. Again, smoking weed with the kids. Guys, if you're desire to search for a connection with your child outweighs your better judgment about the rules that should be applied to that child, you're not doing your job as a parent. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to talk about the 2020 race, because all of the Democrats are in, all of them, and all of them are getting themselves in hot water in the most hilarious possible way. We'll do that. Also, one of the candidates jumping in, someone you've never heard of, the governor of Washington, Jay Inslee. We'll tell you a little bit about him, and we'll have on a special guest from Seattle to explain who Jay Inslee is. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. President Trump running into resistance from a handful of senators in his own party over his national emergency declaration. Here's Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew.
President Trump says a porous southern border does amount to a national emergency as it allows criminals and gang members to enter the country at will.
We're taking them out by the thousands.
But Senator Susan Collins of Maine says the real question is whether the country wants the executive branch
to hold the power that the founders deliberately entrusted to Congress.
Should the bill squeak past the Senate, it still faces a certain presidential veto. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump claims that a book written by his former lawyer proves Michael Cohen was lying to Congress this week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president is drawing attention to a book that Cohen shopped to publishers that portrayed Mr. Trump in a favorable light. He tweets that Cohen's manuscript was a love letter to him and says Congress should demand the manuscript as evidence that Cohen's testimony this week was fraudulent and dishonest. On Wednesday, Cohen told House lawmakers that Trump was a racist, a con man, and a liar. But the president maintains that Cohen is totally discredited. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Vice President Mike Pence addressed the Conservative Political Action Conference on Friday and hailed the administration's achievements on the economy, military expenditure, and national security, declaring America is back and we're just getting started. Mr. Pence received his biggest applause when he hailed President Trump's efforts to build a wall on the southern border. Syrian activists and a war monitor say at least seven people have been killed in a suicide bombing inside a restaurant in the northwest city of Idlib. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says a suicide bomber detonated his explosives inside the city's fusion restaurant. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians, or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Family physician Dr. Charles Schneiderman tells us about a program for terminally ill people.
A program to improve the quality of life was given to 50 women with terminal breast cancer by the Duke Comprehensive Cancer Center. It coordinated care by the oncology team with caring by social workers, counselors, and chaplains. Participants had significant reductions in both distressing symptoms and physical signs of both illness and treatment effects, and a modest increase in length of survival. Charles Schneiderman in Washington.
Lyft is growing quickly ahead of its initial public offering, but continues to bleed money. It may struggle to turn a profit as it tries to catch up to Uber in the booming ride-hailing market. According to a federal filing, the company released its financial details for the first time on Friday, giving the public a glimpse into its performance before deciding whether to buy into a transportation trend that has changed the way tens of millions of people get around. News and analysis at townhall.com. SpaceX and NASA are planning a first test flight early Saturday morning in Florida of the new commercial Dragon capsule.
There are no people on this flight to the International Space Station, just a dummy.
If this mission goes successfully, it will basically enable U.S. serviced launches to the space station with astronauts.
Glenn Lightsey at the Georgia Institute of Technology says the capsule will stay at the orbiting lab just under a week. If this works, NASA has more options.
Right now we're relying on just one system, the Russian Soyuz system. We also have Boeing Starliner vehicle coming.
If the test of the Dragon capsule goes well, two NASA astronauts could strap in for the next test flight this summer. I'm Ed Donahue.
School leaders and teachers in Oakland, California have reached a deal to end a week-long strike. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a new and innovative laptop, you gotta check out the ZenBook 14 from Asus, model number UX433. It's an elegant laptop that helps you unleash your creative vision. The first thing you'll notice is its stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. Therefore, there's very little bezel around the screen, yet it still houses an HD infrared camera. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. I also like the ErgoLift design on this laptop, which slightly tilts up the back of the keyboard for greater comfort and more efficient cooling. Other features of this thin and light Windows 10 laptop include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor, and super long battery life. Visit Asus.com for more on the ZenBook 14, model number UX433.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Got a lot coming up for you this hour. We'll be talking about the anti-Semitism of the fresh faces of the Democratic Party. So fresh, so face, so Jew-hating. A lot to get to there. We will also get to everyone's favorite segment of the Ben Shapiro Show, Uncle Ben's SJW Storytime. I have a classic for you today, a Dr. Seuss classic, analyzed in true SJW fashion. So we'll break that down a little bit later this hour. But we begin with the 2020 Democratic candidates who, one after another, are making fools of themselves, which is always very exciting stuff. Joe Biden is apparently preparing to jump into the race, which meant that we actually had to pick some Joe Biden music. So here's Joe Biden's theme music. Well, there it is. Vice President Joe Biden is back and better than ever. Whenever the VP makes a decision, we'll be ready to go, said one source with direct knowledge of the planning. Apparently, he is planning a staff in New Hampshire as well as South Carolina. Greg Schultz, who's run Biden's PAC American Possibilities and served as his political director in the White House, is expected to be the campaign manager. Very exciting news for Joe Biden. Now, look, here's the truth. If Biden does not have Obama's endorsement, he is not winning the nomination. This is a two-person race between Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris at this point. Because Joe Biden, he's just an old guy who worked with Obama. He's run for president 93 other times. He's run for president about as often as William Jennings Bryan. But he does it all the time, and he's always lost. He's never been close. I'm not sure what makes him think he'll win this time, except maybe he thinks that Obama will come out in his favor and he'll be able to peel off some of the black vote from Kamala Harris. That is a doubtful proposition. Joe Biden is also a skunk of a human being. The reason I say he's a skunk is because he does this sort of thing. So he likes to portray himself as deeply bipartisan. He spoke at John McCain's funeral, talked about how partisanship should be put in the past. We should get rid of partisanship, bipartisanship, friendship across the aisle. I always assume that people I'm dealing with are good people, well-intentioned people who just disagree. Yeah, except for that whole Mitt Romney's going to put black people back in chains thing. He does that. Well, yesterday, he was quoted as saying that Mike Pence was a decent guy. This was very bad. The Democratic Party will not stand for such heresy. And so Cynthia Nixon, who is a nutcase radical, so radical that Andrew Cuomo was mainstream next to her in New York, she tweeted at Joe Biden, "You've just called America's most anti-LGBT elected leader a decent guy. Please consider how this falls on the ears of our community." And then at Dr. Biden. So she snitch-tagged his wife to let Dr. Biden know, to let Joe Biden know, he can't say nice things about Mike Pence. Now, what a normal person would do is say, listen, Mike Pence and I disagree on a lot of policy, but that doesn't mean he's not a decent guy. Instead, Joe Biden, being a coward, being morally deficient human being, he writes back, "You're right, Cynthia. I was making a point in a foreign policy context that under normal circumstances, the vice president wouldn't be given a silent reaction on the world stage. But there is nothing decent about being anti-LGBTQ rights, and that includes the vice president. So forget how I called him decent a second ago. You're right. He's actually a piece of crap." Joe Biden, man of principle. We have a name for that sort of behavior in this office. That's called being duplassed. It's called being Duplass because there's an actor-director named Mark Duplass. And Mark Duplass came into our offices because he was researching a movie that he was doing about gun control. I gave him an hour and a half of my time. We talked about gun control and gun rights. It was really nice. Nice guy. I told him, "Don't publicize the fact you were here. You're going to get hit by your lefty friends." No. A month later, he tweets out that I'm a nice guy who's well-intentioned. And he is hit so hard by the left, he then retracts his tweet calling me a nice guy and puts up another tweet saying that he opposes bigotry, racism, sexism, and homophobia. That's called being Duplass. So it is in essence, a form of moral cowardice. Joe Biden suffers from it. So there is your Joe Biden update. Hey, other updates. Apparently, Beto O'Rourke is ready to run. That's exciting stuff. Beto's theme music. Yeah. Yeah. So Beto knows. The representative who wants to take it, he knows that when he flips his bangs out of his eyes and really embraces the radical nature of politics, that change can be real, dude. According to Oregon Live, Beto O'Rourke has declared he's not running for Senate, but he is going to do something exciting in the near future. That could either be smoking pot or running for president. I mean, it's Beto O'Rourke. So that is exciting stuff. Also, another candidate seeking to jump into the race. You've never heard of this person. This is Governor Jay Inslee of Washington State. In a few minutes, we're going to be having on Jason Rance. He's the afternoon host at KTTH Seattle, one of our affiliates. He's going to explain who exactly Jay Inslee is. But do we have theme music for Jay Inslee? You bet we have theme music for Jay Inslee. Jay Inslee says that he is going to run for president on the platform of climate change. Yay! Heal the world, make it a better place, guys. He says that he's going to be climate first. He says that that is going to be his main platform. He says, I'm running for president because I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority. Oh, you mean other than all the other ones? Other than all the other ones, you're going to be the one. You know what we need? We need a Democrat who says crazy things about climate change. We don't have any other Democrats doing that. We need one who's really going to take climate change seriously, guys. Here's Governor Inslee's announcement. Wow, pictures of oil rigs. This is our moment.
Hi, Governor. What do you have to say about climate change?
A lot.
We have got to stop global warming.
Everyone in this country knows
climate is changing.
Reduce carbon pollution.
New energy futures.
Climate change.
We should be dealing with climate change.
Climate change.
We need to defeat climate change.
That's what I believe.
Wow.
We're the first generation to feel the sting of climate
change.
Oh, my
God. Okay, sorry. I can't take it. It's just too great.
And created technologies that have changed the world. Our country's next mission must be to rise up to the most urgent challenge of our time.
Wait, what is it?
Oh! This crisis isn't just a chart or graph anymore.
It's asthma.
The impacts are being felt everywhere. We have an opportunity to transform our economy, run on 100% clean energy.
Oh, we do, do we?
Bring millions of good-paying jobs
to
every community across America. Create a more just
this commercial is spectacularly good.
I'm Jay Inslee, and I'm running for president because I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority.
Okay, this thing is a parody of itself. It is so spectacular.
This is our moment.
Okay, I love that. He says, join the movement. This is our moment. And he's alone on a dock. There is no one else there. Like, normally you would expect that there's a pullout and there's like a big crowd behind him or something. And then his logo is like a Netscape logo from 1996. It is just spectacular. The best part of that commercial, though, I can't get enough of it. That one part of the commercial where a random person comes up and asks him in fully scripted fashion, Governor, what do you have to say about climate change? And he almost turns to the camera and then goes, I'll tell you a lot. Great stuff, Jay Inslee. And can't wait to break down his candidacy with Jason Rance in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, Cory Booker. It turns out that, you know, I'm not a big fan of rap. I've said this before. I don't like rap. I don't even see it really as a form of music. To me, music has three elements: harmony, melody, rhythm. Rap has one element, rhythm. But apparently we found the one person in America who likes rap even less than I do. His name is Cory Booker. Let's get some Cory Booker music. Spartacus. So Cory Booker was making the rounds explaining why he's one of the folks. Hello, fellow kids, how do you do? And Cory Booker started talking to a bunch of young minority people about why he is a member of their generation. He's a member of their generation because he loves hippity-hop, hip into the hop, with the hip-hop-boppity-don't-stop. Cory Booker said, quote, the hip-hop generation is my generation. I don't want you walking around here like, don't believe the hype. I want you to be like, fight the power. Oh, my God. I think that, guys, rap might be over. Cory Booker may have just killed it. Sorry, for all those who like rap, you know, all those who like Lil Wayne and Lil Ralph and Lil John and the Little Rascals and Lil Abner, for all those who love rap, Cory Booker, honestly, he did more damage to rap than I have in my entire career with that statement. So well done, Cory Booker. I may vote for him now. I mean, honestly, if he can stop rap, I'm all. Okay, we'll get to Bernie McSanders in just a second, because the list of Democratic candidates continues forever. Also, Elizabeth Warren, who had a very awkward experience. I mean, other than that time that she tried to run across the plains catching buffalo. We'll get to that in just a second. First, let's talk about your IRS problems. It's bad enough your IRS problems ruined 2018. Are you really going to drag that nightmare into the new year? Consider what's at stake when the IRS has you in their sights. Your paycheck, your bank account, your business, even your home. You're smart. You know better than to deal with the IRS alone. You need some expert help. But who? They're all the same, right? Wrong. Optima Tax Relief. That's America's number one tax resolution firm. Optima knows that behind every tax problem are honest, hardworking Americans with families, paychecks, bank accounts to protect. When you engage Optima to fight for you and protect what's yours, you're getting a proven award-winning team. A team who can help stop the aggressive collections actions and help put your IRS problem behind you. That's how Optima has saved nearly $1 billion for their clients. Call for your free consultation while you still have options. Call 800-956-6166. 800-956-6166. Go check them out right now. 800-956-6166. You really don't want to be facing down the IRS alone. It could be very scary. You need some experts in the room. Talk to my friends over at Optima Tax Relief. 800-956-6166. All right. So we also have to update. We have to update Elizabeth Warren. Let's do Elizabeth Warren first. So Elizabeth Warren, obviously, is running a rough campaign. She's running way behind in New Hampshire. She is not doing very well nationally. But she also doesn't know how to answer questions, which is one of her problems. So let's have some Elizabeth Warren theme music. The Colors of the Wind with Chief Warren. So Elizabeth Warren was asked specifically about why she voted against a bill that would have protected babies after botched abortions. And she ran away from that question so fast. She was like, can we talk about my Native American heritage instead? And she, like, anything not to talk about this thing. Here's Elizabeth Warren not knowing what to say when asked about this.
Senator Warren, I just got the signal. We just have one more for you, and then it's picture time. So let's hear it.
She's so excited.
Infanticide is illegal everywhere in America. Go ahead. Infanticide is illegal everywhere in America.
Okay. That is not the question. The question is, why did you vote against it? She doesn't want to answer that question. She would prefer to run from that question. Okay. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders, I will say, the charm of Bernie Sanders that the guy says honest things sometimes, which is a charming thing. I will acknowledge the authenticity of Bernie Sanders. Okay, so let's get some Bernie theme music so we get in the mood. I laugh every single time. That is the Soviet national anthem, for those who don't know. So Bernie Sanders was asked if he would seek advice from Hillary Clinton, to which he answered, why would I seek advice from Hillary Clinton? Which is precisely the correct answer. Yes, Bernie Sanders, yes. He was on The View. Why does everyone do The View except me? Why? Okay, I guess this isn't the time or place to whine about it. Anyway, here's Bernie Sanders on The View being asked if he would take advice from Hillary Clinton, and he's like, no. Did you hit your head as a child?
We're hearing about a lot of Democratic candidates who are meeting with Hillary Clinton for advice, though. So people like Amy Klobuchar. Do you think you'll do the same?
I suspect not. Hillary has not. You know, she has not called me. Look, we have differences. Hillary has played a very important role in modern American politics.
Yep. But you're not interested in any advice from her.
I think not.
Yes, Bernie Sanders. Yes. Owning Hillary Clinton. The continued ownership of Hillary Clinton is one of my favorite things about modern American politics. Just everyone in America dunking repeatedly on Hillary Clinton like she's Sean Bradley in every poster from the 1990s. It is spectacular. Oh, I love it. Okay, and then Bernie Sanders did a Bernie thing. He was asked about the Green New Deal. He said, it doesn't go far enough. What we need is a Red New Deal. A Red New Deal where we have the kulaks executed and then we take the pudding.
Does the Green New Deal go too far?
No. You cannot go too far on the issue of climate change. The future of the planet is at stake. Okay?
We'll cheer for this. And people are idiots. They cheer for this. You cannot go too far. Really? Okay. Killing all the cows. Just getting rid of all the airplanes. Murdering all the people who expel carbon from their bodies. Bombing China. And you can't. There's no way to go too far? Like none? No wonder the guy's a commie. My goodness. Alrighty. Coming up, we're going to talk about Hear the Word. Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington, jumping into the presidential race with Jason Rantz of KTTH in Seattle. First, let's talk about the undies that Gracier took us. When men and women upgrade from their shabby, outdated multi-pack underwear to Tommy John, the most comfortable underwear on the planet. They have a lot to say about it. I certainly do, because it is fantastically comfortable. Men and women all across America are crazy about Tommy John. Both Tommy John's men's and women's underwear sport a no-wedgie guarantee, comfortable stay-put waistbands, and a range of fabrics that are luxuriously soft and designed to move with you. Plus, Tommy John has dress shirts and undershirts that always stay tucked, ridiculously soft loungewear, and go-anywhere apparel that is versatile enough to go from boardroom to boxing class. For ladies, check out their new Tommy John Air collection. Tommy John is so sure you're going to love the fit and feel. It's all backed by their best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. That means if you don't love that first pair, you will get a full refund. Tommy John, no adjustment needed. Hurry to TommyJohn.com right now. Use code BEN for 20% off your first order. That is code BEN for 20% off only at TommyJohn.com. That is TommyJohn.com. Use code BEN for 20% off at TommyJohn.com. Their underwear are incredibly comfortable. And again, you're not going to lose anything. They have a best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. TommyJohn.com. Use code BEN for 20% off. All right, coming up, we'll get the scoop from Jason Rance at KTTH Seattle on who is Jay Inslee, why does he think he should run for president, and why is he a human? We'll get all of those answers. Plus, coming up a little later, we have the SJW story time. Everyone's favorite. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to GoodClearWater.com. That's GoodClearWater.com.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the big news of the day, the huge news of the day, the news that everyone has been waiting on tenterhooks to hear. Governor Jay Inslee of Washington. Who? Yeah, that guy. He is running for president, which means that we've had to create theme music for him and bring it up. So here's his theme music. Governor Jay Inslee of Washington State. He's campaigning on climate change. His commercial, which we played last segment, is absolutely asinine. The best portion of his commercial, I asked my producers to pull it again because I enjoyed it so much. This was the best portion of the Jay Inslee launch commercial.
Hi, Governor. What do you have to say about climate change?
A lot.
Oh, well, glad you asked, Felicia. A lot. Joining us on the line to discuss all that Jay Inslee has to offer is Jason Rantz, the afternoon host on KTTH Seattle. Jay Inslee is, of course, the governor of your state. Jason, welcome to the Ben Shapiro Show.
Thank you so much, and thank you for reminding me of the nightmare that we've been living for the last several years. Appreciate it.
Not a problem, dude. I'm always here to brighten your day. So let me ask you, what should Americans know about Governor Jay Inslee except for that he loves to talk about climate change a lot?
I feel like that's all you kind of need to know. He doesn't really have any accomplishments as it relates legislatively to the one issue that he wants to make the big defining issue of his campaign. It's kind of weird. He anticipated that in this last election, in the midterm election, he was trying to push a carbon tax fee on, you know, big polluters. And he expected that it was easily going to pass in Washington State. So he was out campaigning for other candidates. He was really pushing an early run for himself for president, and he didn't really spend much time here. Well, the carbon tax fee did not pass. It was overwhelmingly rejected. This was not the first time it was overwhelmingly rejected. So it kind of stalled his plans a little bit, because there's no doubt his video would have started after that pretend woman asking him about, what do you have to say about climate change? It would have been, this is what I've done in Washington State. And he doesn't really have that, which is going to be a little bit of a problem for people who actually do think this is the biggest issue for them. Say, okay, well, what have you done? Not really anything.
So how has his record been in Washington State with regard to, you know, some of the other issues that Americans might be concerned about, the economy or the education system? It seems like he's been an extraordinarily left governor just overall.
It's not been very good on any of those fronts. So when you talk specifically about the economy and taxing and spending, the Cato Institute, a few months ago, they released this report that grades every single governor's on their taxing and their spending, and Inslee was literally dead last, kind of like his current polling that shows him at 0% for the Democratic nominee. He was dead last on this. As a candidate, when he was originally running back before his first term started in 2013, he said, hey, I'm not going to push tax increases. And that's all he's done since he became governor. First year, right after saying no tax increases, he proposed $1 billion in higher taxes. On top of that, he wanted a new capital gains tax. He's been pushing for increases in sin taxes. He actually approved a higher gas tax just a couple years ago. And right now, literally right now, he's pushing for higher business taxes on top of the carbon tax. So on that regard, it's been a mess. We've had a lot of scandals here in Washington State happening under his leadership. Two times now with the Department of Corrections, they've released criminals sooner than they should have. 4 years ago, they released a couple thousand earlier than they were supposed to, and that got tied to two homicides. And we just found out literally last week that even more were released earlier than they were supposed to. On education, it's been a total nightmare because they keep saying we're underfunding education despite putting billions and billions and billions of dollars into it. So they want to spend even more money, but actually have no real results to show that the money's being spent efficiently.
We're speaking with Jason Rantz, afternoon host at KTTH Dallas. So Jason, final question for you. He seems like a front runner to me. I mean, it seems like a shoo-in for the presidency. Is he just smoking the pot that became legal in Washington State in 2012? Or what makes him so delusional that he thinks he is even remotely competitive in a Democratic primary with 1 million candidates?
Look, there's a way for him to get far if all the other candidates who are the frontier, the first-tier candidates, start to kill each other off, right? And he can just sort of cruise in the background. There's not really any expectation for him right now. So he's not going to go into Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. He's not going to go there and actually get a lot of support. But if you start killing off the bigger names, maybe he can sneak in. Most people here seem to think he's running for a cabinet position should a Democrat actually win in 2020.
Makes sense.
And that's my guess of what he can potentially do. He's 100% he's not going to become the president.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your time, Jason. Got to run. Jay Inslee, his strategy is wait for a serial killer, and maybe he'll be president. Coming up on Ben Shapiro Show, we're going to be doing Uncle Ben's SJW Storytime, plus anti-Semitism crops up in the Democratic Party again. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Hey, welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So we're going to get to anti-Semitism inside the Democratic Party. It is growing, it is metastasizing, and the media are treating it like a big nothing, because after all, it's coming from members of the intersectional caucus. So we'll get to all of that in just a second. But, you know, I figure it's a Friday. We need a little bit of relaxation. We need a little bit of safe space, I think. And that's why it's time for Uncle Ben's SJW story time. This week, we feature Dr. Seuss's Thidwick, the big-hearted moose. Here's what we do. If you haven't seen or heard SJW Storytime before, we read a classic piece of children's literature and we break it down to make sure that your children are hearing only the messages they ought to hear. Do you understand? All right. Up at Lake Winnebago, the far northern shore, lives a huge herd of moose, about 60 or more, and they all go around in a big happy bunch looking for nice, tender moose moss to munch. Oh, what an environment. Jay Inslee loves this place. Up at Lake Winnebago one day, they were lunching, just strolling along and enjoying their munching, for the moose moss that day was especially fine, when it happened that Thidwick, the last moose in line, saw a bingo bug sitting. The bug called out, "Hey, it's such a long road, and it's such a hot day. Would you mind if I rode on your horns for a way?" "Of course not," smiled Thidwick, the big-hearted moose. "I'm happy my antlers can be of some use. There's room there to spare, and I'm happy to share. Be my guest, and I hope that you're comfortable there." So the bingo bug picked out a nice, easy seat, and the moose went on looking for moose moss to eat. Because, folks, charity, kindness, people don't take advantage of that sort of thing. They don't. Well, an hour or so later, the bug heard a squeak, and he heard the small voice of a tree spider speak. "I say," said the spider, "you've got a fine place. That moose seems quite friendly, has such a nice face. If I got on too, do you think he would mind?" "Hop aboard," laughed the bug, "and I think that you'll find that the moose won't object. He's the big-hearted kind." "I accept," said the spider with joy and delight, and he started a web on the horn to the right. See, the real hero of the story is not Thidwick. The real hero of the story is the bug, because the bug is generous with Thidwick's horns. The bug is generous with other people's resources, because we all must be generous with the resources of others. That's how true equality is created. While the spider was spinning, he heard a gay song, not that kind, and a fresh little Zinazoo bird came along. He stopped, and he stared, and he chirped, "Well, well, well. What a smart place to build. What a great place to dwell. I've been living on trees ever since I was born, but here's something new. Why not live on a horn? If there's room there for two, then there's room there for three. There's plenty of room," laughed the bug, "and it's free." The bug, by the way, is Bernie Sanders. Thidwick stopped walking. What was all that talking? These guests had caught Thidwick the moose unawares. "Hey," he called out, "what goes on there upstairs?" And this is where Thidwick begins to turn into a villain. A Jeff Sessions, Donald Trump-like villain. He starts attempting to restrict the illegal immigration to his horns in brutal, racist, speciesist fashion. You'll see who the villain of this piece is. "Just building a nest, sir," the Zinazoo said, and began yanking hairs out of poor Thidwick's head. I mean, obviously he should. Thidwick has all the hair. Does the bird have any hair? The bird has feathers. So redistribution, hello. He plucked out exactly 204. "Don't worry," he laughed. "You can always grow more. Don't worry. The productive members of society, they'll always produce. You can just take their stuff." Then he dozed off to sleep in his fine moose hair nest. "This bird," murmured Thidwick, "is sort of a pest. But I'm a good sport, so I'll just let him rest, for a host above all must be nice to his guest. Besides, now it's getting quite late in the day, and surely tomorrow they'll all go away, but alas. The next morning, the sun's early light brought to Thidwick's sad eyes a most unwelcome sight. Meet my wife," said the bird. "I was married last night. And perhaps, by the way, I should mention to you that her uncle is coming to live with us too. So you're a very fine host, so I know you'd be willing." And that's when the uncle, a woodpecker, started in drilling. See, chain migration is a net good, guys. Chain migration is awesome. You just set up right on someone else's property, boom, you bring in the whole family. And if anybody objects, it's because they are cruel and mean. All Thidwick's friends shouted, "Get rid of those pests." "I would, but I can't," stop poor Thidwick. "They're guests." "Oh, what a cuck." "Guests indeed," his friends answered, and all of them frowned. "If those are your guests, we don't want you around. You can't stay with us because you're just not our sort." And they all turned their backs and walked off with a snort. You see, bullying, bullying. Now, the big friendless moose walked alone and forlorn with four great big woodpecker holes in his horn. "What holes?" whispered Herman, a squirrel who spied him. "What holes to hide nuts in? Mind if I try them?" "They're yours," cried the woodpecker. "Get right inside them. This big-hearted moose runs a public hotel. Bring your nuts, bring your wife, bring your children as well." So the whole squirrel family all jumped on pell-mell. And the very next thing the poor animal knew, a bobcat and turtle were living there too. Now, what was the big-hearted moose going to do? Well, what would you do if it happened to you? You couldn't say scat, because that wouldn't be right. You couldn't shout scram, because that isn't polite. A host has to put up with all kinds of pests, for a host, above all, must be nice to his guests. So you'd try hard to smile, you'd try to look sweet, and you'd go right on looking for moose moss to eat. But now it was winter, and that wasn't easy. For moose moss gets scarce when the weather gets freezy. See, this is how you know that this book is way too intolerant and conservative, because it talks about scarcity of resources as though there's a finite number of resources, when we all know that the rich people can just produce more, when we know that they can just continuously produce no matter how much stuff you take from them, no matter how much of their income you take, no matter how many of their cities you take over and restrict development. Moose must get scarce when the weather gets crazy. The food was soon gone on the cold northern shore of Lake Winnebago. There just was no more. And all Fidwick's friends swam away in a bunch to the south of the lake where there's moose moss to munch. He watched the herd leaving, and then Fidwick knew. He'd starve if he stayed here. He'd have to go too. He stepped in the water. Then, oh, what a fuss. Stop, screamed his guest. You can't do this to us. These horns are our home, and you've no right to take our home to the far distant side of the lake. You see, everyone has an ownership stake in businesses they didn't help build. When the workers nationalize the industry and share the profits amongst themselves, everyone is better off. See? Be fair, Fidwick begged with a lump in his throat. We're fair, said the bug. We'll decide this by vote. All those in favor of going say A. All those in favor of staying say nay. A, shouted Fidwick, but when he was done, nay, they all yelled. He lost 11-1. Because that's how democracy works. When you and all your friends vote to take somebody else's money, that's not thievery. That's not stealing. That is called democracy in action. Democracy. We win, screamed the guest, by a very large score. And poor starving Fidwick climbed back on the shore. Then do you know what those pests did? They asked in some more. They asked in a fox who jumped in from the trees. They asked in some mice and they asked in some fleas. They asked a big baron. And then, if you please, came a swarm of 362 bees. Poor Fidwick sank down with a groan to his knees. See, this is Fidwick's a weakling. If only Fidwick knew that there was more power to... If only he were patriotic, he'd pay more taxes, like Joe Biden says. If only he knew about caring for others, he'd just keep letting people sponge off him. And then came something that made his heart freeze. Bullets came zinging right past Fidwick's face. Guns were bing-banging all over the place. Get that moose, get that moose, Fidwick heard a voice call. Fire again and again, and shoot straight, one and all. We must get his head for the Harvard Club wall. Oh, elite education. Elitist Harvard. Fidwick took to his heel with that load on his head. With 500 pounds on his horns, the moose fled. He could have run faster without all those pests, but a host, above all, must be nice to his guests. Up canyon, off cliff, over wild, rocky trail, with bullets bouncing around him like hail. Up gully, through gulch, and down slippery sluice, with his hard-hearted guests raced the soft-hearted moose. Then finally they had him. Because of those pests, he had run out of luck. Because of those pests on his horn, he was stuck. He gasped, he felt faint, and the whole world grew fuzzy. Fidwick was finished completely. Or was he? Finished, not Fidwick, decidedly not. It's true he was in a most terrible spot, but now he remembered a thing he'd forgot. A wonderful something that happens each year to the horns of all moose and the horns of all deer. Today was the day, Fidwick happened to know, that old horns come off so that new ones can grow. And he called to the pest on his horns as he threw them. You wanted my horns, now you're quite welcome to them. Keep them, they're yours. As for me, I shall take myself to the far distant side of the lake. Ah, the betrayal, the evil of Fidwick, the big-hearted moose, leaving his horns and all those who depend on him behind? Why doesn't he pay his fair share, Fidwick, the big-hearted moose? Why must he be so self-involved that he doesn't just keep the horns on his head and get shot? What's his problem? Well, Fidwick swam Winnebago and found his old bunch and arrived just in time for a wonderful lunch at the south of the lake where there's moose moss to munch. His old horns today are where you knew they would be. His guests are still on them, all stuffed, as they should be. What a terrible, evil book, Fidwick the Big-Hearted Moose. Because if we learn our lesson, folks, what we should know from Fidwick the Big-Hearted Moose, and we don't need music because this is serious time, what we should know from Fidwick the Big-Hearted Moose is that those who produce will never stop producing, no matter how many burdens you put upon them, that you should have open borders with free stuff. It's the only way to live a fulfilled life. And if at any point you groan and sink to your knees, or you're in danger of death, keep on fighting. Keep on working for all the people on top of your horns. Because if you give up and you leave, then you are complicit in what happens to them next. Ah, Fidwick the Big-Hearted Moose, the villain of Dr. Seuss's self-titled book, Fidwick the Big-Hearted Moose. Alrighty, in just a second, we're going to get to slightly more serious issues, namely the complete takeover of the Democratic Party by intersectional anti-Semitism. But first, let's talk about what you use to send your packages. No one really has time to go to the post office. You're busy. Who's got time for all that traffic, parking, lugging all your mail and packages? It's a pretty large hassle, which is why you need Stamps.com. It's one of the most popular time-saving tools for small businesses. Stamps.com eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money. with discounts you cannot even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings all the amazing services of the U.S. Postal Service direct to your computer. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer and you can print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer. They'll save you time and money. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Right now, my listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com. You click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Ben Radio. That's Stamps.com. Enter B-E-N-R-A-D-I-O. Stamps.com. Ben Radio. And make sure that you do that so that you get that 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale with no long-term commitments. Pretty awesome service. There's a reason that I use it in the Shapiro household. All right. Meanwhile, unfortunately, Jew hatred has taken over large swaths of the Democratic Party. And we're all supposed to pretend it's not actual Jew hatred because the people who are precipitating and participating in this Jew hatred are intersectional, fresh faces of the Democratic Party. I'm speaking, of course, of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. So Ilhan Omar, the Democrat from Minnesota, who is a rabid anti-Semite, who has said anti-Semitic things for the entirety of her public career, going all the way back to 2012, 2013, when she was meeting with Jews in the Minneapolis area and trying to assure them she wasn't an anti-Semite. And she'd walk out and they'd be like, oh, yeah, she don't like Jews very much. Well, yesterday, she said another anti-Semitic thing. Now, I know what you're thinking. Is this the same as the other anti-Semitic thing that she said 18 days ago? No, this is a different one. Set that calendar since open anti-Semitism was participated in by Ilhan Omar, set that calendar back to zero. Every 2.5 weeks or so, she says something rabidly anti-Semitic. So she openly pushes anti-Semitism at this bookstore in Washington, D.C. She suggests that the reason there are so many pro-Israel Jews in the United States is because they have dual loyalty, that Jews like me are not loyal to the United States. If we're pro-Israel, it's because we are secretly loyal to Israel. We have allegiance to Israel. Here is this terrible person saying this terrible thing.
That says it is okay for people to push for allegiance to a foreign country. I want to ask, why is it okay for me to talk about the influence of the NRA, of fossil fuel industries, or big pharma, and not talk about a powerful lobbying group that is influencing policy?
Okay, so the powerful group influencing policy is not doing so on the basis of principle. NRA is based on principle. All these other groups have principles. She's accusing Jews of being in cahoots with one another out of allegiance to Israel. It's tribal affinity is her suggestion. That's a nasty smear, and it's not true. The reason that American Jews support Israel is not only because Israel is, in fact, a great protector of Jews all over the world, but also because Jews, like any other people, deserve their own state. And beyond that, it's the only liberal democracy in the Middle East and an ally to the United States. That is why it is principle that underlines American Jewish support for Israel, the same as it underlies broader American support for Israel. But she participates in anti-Semitism. Now, in just a second, I'm going to show you how the media treat her with kid gloves because she is intersectional. It's really, really disgusting and really disingenuous. We'll talk about it in just a second. First, let's talk about how you can get more from this show. Your life is about to get better. You can now watch all 3 hours of The Ben Shapiro Show commercial-free on demand. How, you ask? Well, just pop on over to DailyWire.com, click on the subscribe button at the top of the page. Daily Wire premium subscribers are the only people who can watch all 3 hours every day, no commercials. That is correct, zero commercials. A Daily Wire subscription includes not only all 3 hours of this show commercial-free, you can also ask me questions through the mailbag. You can watch live and recorded episodes of The Andrew Klavan Show, The Michael Knowles Show, The Matt Walsh Show, and much more. Plus, as part of a limited-time offer, you get the exclusive Leftist Tears Tumblr, so you can drink your Leftist Tears or coffee or tea or whatever it is you're into, hot or cold, and you can look great doing it. You tired of just listening to this beautiful voice? You want to see this unbelievably handsome punim? Want to watch or listen to this show at your desk while pretending to do work? Go to DailyWire.com. Click on that subscribe button at the top of the page. That is the only way to get all 3 hours of The Ben Shapiro Show on demand, commercial-free. There is no other way. Just go to DailyWire.com. Click on the subscribe button at the top of the page and join the club. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about why the Democrats have decided to allow anti-Semitism to flourish inside their own party. Plus, we'll get to the Democratic fresh faces endorsing actual socialist dictators like Nicolas Maduro. These fresh faces, it turns out they are rather rank in terms of their political and moral character. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So one of the comforting things about being an intersectional anti-Semite is that Democrats will defend you to the end. Ilhan Omar has been an anti-Semite her entire public career. Her entire public, like not for 5 minutes has she not been an anti-Semite. Yesterday, she appeared alongside fellow anti-Semite Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat of Michigan, who herself recently accused American supporters of Israel of dual loyalty to Israel and is also a supporter of the anti-Semitic BDS movement against Israel. Omar smiled when an audience member yelled, "It is about the Benjamins." That was a reference to her tweet that American support for Israel was, quote unquote, all about the Benjamins, like Jewish money being spread around to ensure American support for Israel. She had apologized for that, but then she walked back the apology. And here's what Omar said when she, quote unquote, apologized over all of this.
You've since apologized unequivocally for the tweet. You said rightly that anti-Semitism is real. But just to be clear, I mean, we're a few weeks on now.
I mean,
what were you apologizing for? Was it a badly worded tweet that you were apologizing for? Or was it for being anti-Semitic wittingly or unwittingly?
Oh, absolutely not. I apologized for the way that my words make people feel. The
We don't call that an apology. That's not called an apology. You know, when you say something truly awful about somebody and then you proceed to say, "I apologize for how my words made you feel," that is not an apology. Right? If you say that Jews are money grubbers who are suffering from dual loyalty to Israel and they spread their nefarious Jew cash around to ensure American support for Israel. When you say that and then people are like, "Oh, so you hate Jews," and you're like, "I'm sorry you were offended." That is not an apology. It is fascinating to see how the media have treated Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar over all of this stuff. She's not hiding the ball. But listen to these tweets. This is one from Benji Sarlin. He's one of the lead reporters for NBC News. He said, "The sad part of this dynamic is it's a self-fulfilling cycle. Omar keeps invoking stereotypes about Jewish control, which leads to backlash, which leads her to believing she's being unfairly silenced, which leads to the next incident. That's how the last two episodes started." Oh, I see. It's a cycle of violence. So she says something anti-Semitic, and then Jews go, "You shouldn't say something anti-Semitic." And then that makes her angry at Jews, and she says something anti-Semitic again. So it's like a cycle of violence, you see. Also, it's sad. It shouldn't make you angry or upset. You should just be sad. Adam Davidson, who is a staff writer for The New Yorker, tweeted out, "Oh, man, this sucks," about the Ilhan Omar comments. It sucks. It's sad. Batya Unger Sargon, who is the editor of The Forward, which is a far-left Jewish rag, basically, she tweeted out, "This is so dispiriting. If you can't figure out how to criticize Israel without unleashing a torrent of epigenetic trauma in your own Jewish voters, you're making the problem you seek to solve worse. How does Ilhan Omar not understand this after weeks of meetings with Jews?" The answer, she does understand this. She doesn't give two craps about it. This is not difficult. Okay, so a couple of things are happening. One is the soft bigotry of low expectations. Well, you know, she is a Muslim from Somalia, and so if she's anti-Semitic, it's probably just because she doesn't know better. It's probably because she just needs to be educated. Oh, it's just, you know, patting Ilhan Omar on the head and treating her like a child is pretty disgusting to Ilhan Omar. And also, it's disgusting because she's not a child. She's an adult, and she knows full well what she's saying. She keeps saying the same thing every 2 minutes. My God. And then there's another thing that is happening here, and that is that Omar happens to be a Muslim woman of Somali descent. And that means that she must be treated with kid gloves by the media. She can appear on the cover of Rolling Stone while saying wildly Jew-hating things. Imagine that Steve King had appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone, not before, after he made his white nationalism comments to the New York Times. You think the media would have been like, "Oh yeah, that's okay. That's okay." You know, he probably just didn't know better. Probably just an ignorance problem. When Steve King was caught up in that scandal, do you think that anyone in the media went, "Oh man, this is so sad"? And now that people are saying stuff about it, he's probably going to double down, and it's just a cycle. I mean, it's so disappointing. It's hilarious. When a Democrat says something anti-Semitic, then the media say, "Oh, it's disappointing and it's sad, and we should all work to get past it." When a Republican says something terrible, they go, "That's evil. That's really terrible." This is why I frequently say the problem is not that the media treat Republicans with too much harshness. The problem is that the media never have treated Democrats with an iota of harshness. Remember, the current governor of Virginia was caught with a medical school yearbook from 1985 in which a man is dressed in blackface next to a man dressed in a KKK outfit. He still has not explained who's in the picture. He still has not explained where the picture came from. And he's still governor of Virginia. We all forgot about it and moved on. Weird how that works. So odd. The intersectional nature of this, that Ilhan Omar gets extra credit points to be as anti-Semitic as she wants to be because she happens to have darker skin and be Muslim, it's really sickening. And it just demonstrates how the intersectional coalition can be used to abuse other people who are presumably not as higher ranked intersectionally. It also shows how Jews, once again, get the thin end of the stick here, considering that it is Jews who are most often targeted by on a per capita basis by hate crimes, but we're supposed to believe that Jews are the least victimized group in America. Well done, media. And just by the way, speaking of well done media, breaking news. The Washington Post has finally corrected, approximately a month and a half later, their original article about Nick Sandman and Nathan Phillips at the Lincoln Memorial. It only took them 6 weeks and a massive lawsuit. They've now issued a note saying, "Subsequent reporting, a student statement, and additional video allow for a more complete assessment of what occurred, either contradicting or failing to confirm accounts provided in our original story, indicating that Native American activist Nathan Phillips was prevented by one student from moving on, that his group had been taunted by students in the lead-up to the encounter, etc." So they issued this long editor's note. All it took was a massive lawsuit. Why don't we trust our media, guys? We really should. They're not biased. They are objective truth-tellers. They are firefighters rushing to the fire to pour gasoline on it as fast as they possibly can. They are Fahrenheit 451 firefighters. They are there to help things burn, not to put out those flames or to report in dutiful, objective fashion. Alrighty, well, it's a Friday. That means take the next 2 days off, guys. I mean, really, enjoy yourselves. We'll be back here on Monday to be here guiding you through the week and suffering with you. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Vice President Mike Pence addressed the Conservative Political Action Conference on Friday. He hailed the administration's achievements on the economy, military expenditure, and national security, declaring America is back and we're just getting started. Mr. Pence received his biggest applause when he held President Trump's efforts to build a wall on the southern border, with the vice president promising, before we're done, we're going to build it all. Mr. Pence also accused Democrats of openly advocating for socialism with far-left policies such as Medicare for All and the Green New Deal. U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela Elliot Abrams says that the U.S. has added six high-ranking Venezuelan security officials to its international sanctions list.
Individuals associated with the obstruction of the entry of international humanitarian aid into Venezuela, or violence against those who attempted to deliver the assistance.
Abrams adds that the visa revocations on numerous individuals are intended to punish people who have flourished amid the South American country's dire economic crisis. A group of business leaders, elected officials, and others aren't giving up on Amazon building a headquarters in New York City.
In an open letter to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, published in the New York Times, the group says New Yorkers do not want to give up on the 25,000 permanent jobs, 11,000 union construction and maintenance jobs, and $28 billion in new tax revenues that Amazon was prepared to bring to New York. They acknowledged the loud opposition to the project, saying the public debate was not very welcoming, but they say strong opinions are part of the New York charm, and add that a clear majority of New Yorkers support the project and were disappointed by Amazon's decision not to proceed. I'm Ben Thomas.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Canada will allow the U.S. extradition case against a Chinese Huawei executive to proceed.
Canadian Department of Justice officials issued a statement saying they diligently reviewed the evidence and the case can go ahead. Meng is due in court on March 6th, at which time a date for her extradition hearing will be set. The decision to proceed is a formality and allows a judge to hear arguments on whether to grant the U.S. request. Canada arrested the daughter of Huawei's founder at the request of the United States on December 1st at Vancouver's airport. Meng is wanted on fraud charges that she misled banks about the company's business dealings in Iran. Keith Peters reporting.
Charges have been filed against two Missouri daycare center workers after surveillance video showed a three-year-old girl being thrown against a cabinet. St. Louis County prosecutors filed felony child abuse charges against the woman, accusing of throwing the girl at Brighter Daycare and Preschool. News and analysis at townhall.com. Maine lobstermen had a good year in 2018. Here's correspondent Rich Thomason.
Hauling in more than 119 million pounds of the state's signature seafood last year, an increase from the previous year. Seafood is big business in Maine. The value of the 2018 lobster catch was more than $484 million. The total value for all Maine seafood was more than $637 million, the second highest on record. Rich Thomason reporting.
Healthcare and technology companies helped lift the U.S. stocks higher Friday, breaking a three-day losing streak for the S&P 500 and giving the benchmark index its fifth consecutive weekly gain. Renewed optimism for a potential resolution to the U.S.-China trade conflict helped put investors in a buying mood, following a Bloomberg story saying U.S. officials are preparing a deal that could be signed within a month. More on these stories at townhall.com.
we'd be a lot better off if we actually talked to each other instead of yelling at each other. Let the other side do the yelling.
All right. Well, as you may be aware already, we are coming to you live from CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, an annual event at National Harbor just outside of Washington, D.C., along the mighty Potomac River, at a giant complex here. It's like Battlestar Galactica. It's gigantic. And there are all kinds of right-thinking Americans here. Lots of MAGA hats, nobody being attacked. Because it's America. And if you can come down here, if you're in the area, the Washington metropolitan area, it's a great place to be. All kinds of things going on. Now, you're going to have to buy tickets and things. Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, is here today. All kinds of events going on here, panels. You can see a lot of it, I think, on C-SPAN. C-SPAN is carrying. And honestly, it's every year I say this. If you're around and you can make your way down here, and again, you got to buy tickets, and there's lots of security. The Vice President is here. Tomorrow, the President of the United States will be here. There are lots of good, fun things going on. If you're a conservative, if you're not a conservative, you should come down here just to see what normal people do, see what regular people do, what Americans do, because this is where you will find that. All kinds of political figures, media figures. There goes Candace Owens walking by with something of a phalanx of people around her to protect her from admirers, from fans. She, of course, says positive things about America, and that can be a problem depending on who you're talking to. And with that said, we're off to the races from CPAC, and today is another wacky day. These guys, I got to tell you, you know, to me, one of the stories that really jumped out at me this morning, I don't know what happened to the Democrat Party, but they truly have gone mad. We've got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is the tail wagging the dog that is the Democratic Party. And we've got Joe Biden apparently jumping into the race. He's, you know, we've been waiting. Joe, is Joe going to be in? Is Joe not going to be in? What is Joe going to do? Well, Joe ready to go. Joe is ready to go is the big headline today. And on the Drudge Report, the next headline is he too old? I think he's younger than Bernie Sanders, isn't it? And that's the metric that we use. I think Joe is 76 and Bernie Sanders is 77 for a combined age of 153. They should team up, I think, and then maybe Beto O'Rourke can feed them with a spoon, applesauce, things like that, dab off their chins. And he's planning on running. But yesterday, the big funny story, I think, and it's tragically funny, but the big funny story is that Joe Biden said something nice about Vice President Mike Pence, who, again, is going to be speaking here this morning while we're on the air at the CPAC. And Joe Biden said of Mike Pence that he's a decent guy. And you know what happened? The Democrat Party went crazy. How dare you say he's a decent guy? You can't say Mike Pence is a decent guy. He's anti-LGBTQQIAA asterisk. You can't say that he's a decent guy because many years ago when he was governor, he signed a bill which had been passed by the legislature, which provided money for, killing children and also some money for religious groups that thought that children should live. And that makes him, and there was one of the religious groups, you see, they have counseling for gay people. And the left has taken that and run with it, and they say, well, he's anti-LGBTQ. Now, ask, and they go around saying this all over the place, the Democrats do, and if you ever ask one of them, why is Mike Pence anti-LGBTQ? they will do what they always do, sit there with their mouths hanging open and their eyelids batting hard, looking for someone on CNN to explain to them why they hate Mike Pence. They can't explain it themselves because they don't actually know why they hate Mike Pence. They don't, well, they know that they hate him because he's anti-LGBTQ, and then if you ask him why he's anti-LGBTQ, they can't answer that so easily because they don't know. You know why they don't know? Their brains do not work as designed, which is a problem, I think, for them and for various people around them. But the crime committed by Joe Biden yesterday was that he said that Mike Pence, who is an incredibly decent guy, I've met Mike Pence a number of times back to when he was a member of the House of Representatives, and he's a tremendously nice guy and decent guy, squared away. Remember just about a year ago, year and a half ago, they were mocking Mike Pence because he said that he doesn't go to dinner or even lunch with a woman alone if the woman is not his wife. And they mocked him and ridiculed him, the Democrats, and, you know, that means late night TV and Saturday Night Live and everybody else. They mocked him for saying such an outrageous and primitive thing. About 20 minutes later, if I remember correctly, the Harvey Weinstein story broke, and all the pictures of Harvey with Hillary Clinton, who's married to Bill Clinton, who does have dinner with women, not his wife, and they're not always visible at the table. Bada boom. So so that's a thing, the Democrat Party. Then it all started unraveling in Hollywood, and then the media people and the Mark Halperins, and the where in the world is Matt Lauer anyway? Because he kind of vanished after we discovered the secret buzzer under his desk that locked the door once women were inside. And Mike Pence was a terrible, awful person because he said that he doesn't go out to dinner or lunch with women who are not his wife. Alone. You know, just a one-on-one. Fine if there are other people at the table, because he's a good, decent man. He's from Indiana. He's conservative. He is Republican, and he's a good husband. And he doesn't want his wife to ever hear stories about him being out and about. But that's it. Incredibly decent guy. But Joe Biden is now walking back. This is one of these Washington terms that they like to use. Walking back comments because he dared to say that Mike Pence is a decent guy. And if you're a lefty today, and that means any run-of-the-mill Democrat, then that is not allowed because, you know, you have to hate everyone. And that's basically the bottom line. Is that you're not allowed to say that a Republican is a decent guy because they've conjured up this hate program for him. They've conjured up this thing where we're supposed to hate him for some reason, and I don't know what it is. And they don't know what it is, but you're supposed to hate him. So Joe Biden violated the rules of today's Democrat Party by saying that Mike Pence, or any Republican for that matter, is a decent guy. You see, that goes too far for the American left because they've completely lost their minds. And I don't know what they want, but it kind of stinks like civil war or something. I mean, if you can't have a decent conversation, the former vice president of the United States and the current vice president of the United States, he says he's a decent guy, and then you're in big trouble with your own party because civility is not allowed. Because honesty is not allowed, because the truth is not allowed, because what is obvious and plain for everyone to see is not allowed. You can't say the truth out loud because you're a Democrat. And the news is all over the place. It's all over the world. The Associated Press, Biden walks back praise for Pence following criticism. You can only imagine, how you got to be criticized for saying such an outrageous thing that the vice president's a decent guy. Former vice president, lunch bucket Joe Biden, who you may remember once said of Barack Obama that he's the first mainstream black guy to come along who's articulate. The first mainstream black guy to come along who's bright. And my favorite, the first mainstream black guy to come along who's clean. Who's clean. That's what Joe Biden said about Barack Obama. And then he became Barack Obama's vice president. At least he didn't say he's a decent guy. I guess if he had said he was a decent guy, that might have been a problem of some kind. He's also the guy who said, in Delaware, the state that he's from, old lunch bucket Joe. Everybody on the Amtrak train knows him. Yeah, you're the vice president. You don't take the Amtrak. And he said, when you go into a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts in Delaware, You got to have an Indian accent. You got to have an Indian accent to go into any Dunkin' Donuts or 7-Eleven in Delaware. And he said, I'm not kidding. He said, just to make clear that he wasn't kidding. He said, I'm not kidding. That's okay. But now he's in trouble for saying Mike Pence is a decent guy. Because that's how crazy the Democrat Party has gone. The Associated Press out of Omaha, Nebraska. Former Vice President Joe Biden's tendency to talk about his good relationships with Republicans landed him in trouble Thursday. Sure, of course it did. When he called his successor, Mike Pence, a, quote, decent guy, end quote. The comment was quickly criticized by fellow Democrats, including actress, listen to this, including actress and activist Cynthia Nixon. You know who that is? She's the wormy one from Skanks in the City, the one that looks like she's kind of a cadaver, and she's the worst actress, and she's got something wrong with her teeth. And she ran for office in the state of New York, and she lost, which, based on the Beto O'Rourke model, Andrew Gillum model, makes you a hero. I think in the Democrat, losing is that it's like losers are us is the party. So they turn him into a hero. Cummins was quickly criticized by fellow Democrats, including actress and activist Cynthia Nixon from the TV show Skanks in the City. I added that part, who tweeted that Biden had complimented, quote, America's most anti-LGBT elected leader, end quote, forcing Biden to walk back his comments. Now, I've been talking about this a pretty good amount lately. This is, once again, the Venn diagram. This is the deep state that the Democrat Party has created. It's a coalition between the Democrat Party, the news media, and Hollywood. I'm making circles with my fingers here, with my thumbs and my index fingers, and I'm overlapping them like you can see it, but you can't, so I'm describing. The Venn diagram of the circles overlapping, the news media and the Democrat Party, that's almost a total eclipse of the bum, but then you add the Hollywood people. Cynthia Nixon, she once had a role in a TV show called Skanks, Skanks for shorthand, Skanks in the City. And therefore she must be listened to because she was on a TV show. Don't you know who she was? She gets VIP parking. And so Cynthia Nixon told the former Vice President of the United States that you must never call Mike Pence a decent guy. He is America's most anti-LGBT elected. I'd like to ask the genius Cynthia Nixon just where it is that she got that impression and established, because she's a politician now, too, even though she lost. It's okay. She's a Democrat. And she's an actress, so she must be listened to. And she would not be able to explain to you why Mike Pence is the most anti-LGBTQ elected leader in America. She'd stumble all over the place and come up with something that's not true, that she just made up on the spot, because they don't know why they hate people. They just hate them. The party told them to hate people, so they hate them. They hate their next-door neighbors, they hate their cousins, they hate their brother-in-law, they hate everybody because they don't goose-step along with them to infanticide and kleptocracy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right, Cynthia, Joe Biden. This is the former vice president now bowing to a third-rate actress because she lied to him and he needs to go with the lie now. You're right, Cynthia. I was making a point in a foreign policy context that under normal circumstances, a vice president wouldn't be given a silent reaction on the world stage. I don't know whether a silent reaction on the world stage. That's Joe Biden. He's had brain surgery twice. His brain does not work as intended either. But there is nothing decent about being anti-LGBTQ rights. That's right, Joe Biden put his flipper down there because he knows. And that includes the vice president. So let me just clarify this, Joe. You're saying that he's no longer a decent person? You're now saying that he's not a decent person? Nobody will ask him that because all of the reporters that draft him are bootlicks and sycophants and, dare I say, fluffers, which is really their role in our culture. The episode shows one of the challenges the 76-year-old Biden will face as he considers a run for the presidency in promoting his relationships with Republicans in a way that might appeal to a general election voter. Biden also risks alienating the Democrats he would need to win a primary. Listen to the party hysteria. Listen to what they're doing because he called the vice president of the United States a decent guy. Let me say that Joe Biden is a decent guy.
He's an idiot. His brain doesn't work. He kowtows to whatever actress tweets at him and reverses his position on whether the vice president is a decent guy or not. Joe Biden always was a decent guy. Everybody always likes Joe Biden because how can you not, you know, I mean, it's like somebody who's touched in the head, you know, and somebody who's limited and you don't want to be mean to people who are touched. So that's why everybody's always been nice to Joe Biden. But now Joe Biden is running for president as a Democrat in the 2020 campaign, apparently. And therefore, there is going to be no more of this camaraderie, no more of this comity, no more of this decency, no more getting along. Now, no one is a decent guy. That's Lunch Bucket Joe. That's today's Democrat Party. We're going to take a quick one here. We're going to come back to everything that's going on here at CPAC and lots of stories about crazy wackadoodle Democrats. They have lost what was left of their minds. And we're at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is the telephone number here. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and a whole passel of lunatics coming up this morning.
Guy is a decent guy. Our vice president.
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is one of the simplest ways for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and your credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the rest of the world to see. That's why you should use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Turning on ExpressVPN protection takes just one click. Using ExpressVPN, you can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without having your personal data stolen. For less than $7 a month, you can get VPN service rated number one by TechRadar, and it comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Chris. That's expressvpn.com/Chris for 3 months free with a one-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Chris to learn more.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno, live on the scene of a recent windstorm. Here to describe the event, the chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. The point. I'm not joking.
He is not joking. I can tell you that much right now. Joking, he is not. He is not a joking man. Please, Mr. Biden, do not make fun of my God.
Now they brought out the old Obama people to spin it for Joe Biden, because here's the bottom line. You know what can be learned, what can be gleaned from this episode? The party will not allow civility from this point forward. This is what can be gleaned from this episode. The Democratic Party has outlawed and will punish civility going forward in this presidential contest. And if you as a Democrat should dare to speak civilly to or about anyone who does not goose-step along with you, Venezuela style, then you will be punished for that. You will be chided, chastised. You will be flogged. You'll be scourged publicly until you recant and retract your offending statements. The Associated Press literally went to Jennifer Palmieri, who is an Obama administration Hillary Clinton person, longtime, spin person for the left, said the idea that he is someone who has Republican friends, Joe Biden, and can have good bipartisan relationships is baked into, another hackneyed phrase, the Joe Biden brand. Now, she's trying to make excuses for him. He's already apologized and retracted. You're right. He's a terrible person. I should never say it. Based on nothing. I mean, he's anti-LGBTQ. Based on what? They don't care. They never need to explain because, you know, CNN never asks. Did you see the CNN town hall? This CNN town hall with Bernie Sanders has been exposed. Did you see the CNN town hall? When Bernie Sanders announced that he was running for president, about 2 hours later, CNN announced that they were going to be having a town hall that was apparently already scheduled, that they already knew who was hosting, they knew what night it was going to be, they knew all of this, and then they had their town hall. And when they had their town hall, they had an audience full of people that they described as Democrats and independents. But guess what they didn't tell the audience, the dwindling number of people still watching CNN. Guess what they didn't tell the audience the other night during the Bernie Sanders town hall? I'll tell you.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our new start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
President Trump said in his State of the Union address, and I'm quoting him now, America, this is the president, America will never be a socialist country. Will that hold true if you're elected president?
If I am elected president, we will have a nation in which all people have health care as a right, whether Trump likes it or not.
Whether Trump, I like the whether Trump likes it or not mantra on that one. And he said, in America, people will have, because he wants America to, you know, recreate America in his own image. He wants everyone in America to have food stuck between their teeth, because that proves that they have food, see. And it was like Bernie the other day. We had the video of Bernie the other day, the audio of Bernie the other day, saying that countries where people stand in line for bread, that's a good sign, because that means they have bread. It's like, you know, the boat left years ago, and he was not it. This boy has missed the planet. I got it to 20th century is a complete mystery to him. He learned nothing. Absolutely extraordinary. And he kept saying, whether Trump likes it or not, whether Trump likes it or not. And I'm like, well, theoretically, if you're elected president, he won't be president anymore. So that's not something that he'll really have to worry about. And besides, he's a billionaire. And while you have three homes that you own plus a rented residence, you know, thanks to your wife destroying and bankrupting that college in Vermont, it's good to be a socialist in America. You know, if you're a socialist anyplace else, it's not as good. Just amazing whether Trump likes it or not. You know, he's going to be back on his 757 with, you know, going back to, I assume, his previous behavioral standards, because he's a billionaire, Bernie. Don't worry about what Trump thinks, because you're never going to be president, and he already is. Remember Barack Obama saying at the White House Correspondents' Dinner when Trump was there, I believe, where Obama was like, if Donald Trump becomes president, he was mocking Donald Trump, and he did the crack, well, Donald Trump will never be president, and I already am Barack Obama. That's the man who could not see the future. Nostradamus. There he is. So CNN the other night had a town hall with Bernie Sanders, because really they're the Bernie Sanders network, and they're advancing the cause of the party, which is socialism. I don't think that's, and socialism is communism. They just sell it as socialism, and then before you know it, you know, you got a bayonet up against your ribs and your daughter's being dragged away to a jail somewhere where Uday Hussein is waiting for. Yeah, they were socialists too. They were. They were socialists. The whole Saddam Hussein family, all socialists, the whole thing. His hero was Joseph Stalin. That's why he had that mustache. His hero was Stalin. See, who knew that? But the New York Post has the story on CNN. CNN didn't disclose Democratic Party ties to questioners in Sanders Town Hall. Wait a minute. You're not telling me that CNN stacked the deck and then didn't reveal to the audience that they had filled the audience with Democrat Party apparatchiks and they just presented them as school teachers. And you're not, please say it's not so. I'm sorry, it's so. It's actually true. CNN on Wednesday admitted it failed to disclose the Democratic Party ties of audience members who asked questions during its recent Senator Bernie Sanders town hall. Though we said at the beginning of the town hall that the audience was made up of Democrats and independents, we should have more fully identified any political affiliations. This just occurred to them now. They've been in the news business for about 3 minutes now, and it just occurred to them, hey, wait a minute, if we're going to fill the audience with Democrat Party officials, maybe we shouldn't identify them when we introduce them as volunteer firemen and school teachers. No, that didn't occur to them, because they're not in the journalism business. They're not in the news business. They're in the Democratic Party TV business. It's a cable channel that represents the interests of the left, and the Democrat Party today is the left in America, and terrible things are happening. The outlet, that CNN, has come under fire for presenting questioners on Monday's episode. They call it an episode, and they should, because it's a TV show, you know, like the FBI. Okay, yeah, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. Tonight's episode, Bernie Sanders and the Hidden Socialist Stash. The outlet has come under fire for presenting questioners on Monday's episode as everyday voters, without ever mentioning that some are local party officials or work for politically connected firms. It's like North Korea. It really is. When the left takes over, the left is the vanguard of third worldism. And when the left comes in, the lies are the first things that you will notice if you're paying attention and if your brain works as designed. Among those who quizzed the socialist presidential hopeful was Baltimore County Democratic Party Chairwoman Tara Ebersol, who was identified by CNN on the episode as a former biology professor. How dishonest can they be? A former biology professor is the way that she was presented, when in fact she is the county Democratic Party chair in Charles County, Maryland. So they had to fly her up to New York and put her up at a hotel room. And then they know that she's the chair of the Charles County Democratic Central Committee. I love Central Committee, very Soviet style. And they introduced her as a former biology professor. People should be fired for that, but nobody will. People will be promoted for that. Yun Jung Xiao was introduced as a college student, but neither host Wolf Blitzer nor the on-screen Chiron mentioned that she is an intern at the Democratic Party fundraising outfit, the Katz Watson Group, according to her LinkedIn page. See, if you just go, I mean, this is why the media is dead, because you're watching this, the crap that they're spewing, and you can just, you're sitting there, you got a computer in your hand, you can say, oh, who's that person? And you find out about them in a minute. Right, and then you realize that CNN is lying to you, and this isn't some slip. If it were one case, maybe one person, but I'm not done yet. And Shadi Nassab, notice they don't have anybody named Tom Wilson in the mix, was also presented as a college student, even though her LinkedIn page says she's an intern at the D.C. lobbying firm Cassidy and Associates, which is another lefty outfit, of course. So they're just lying all over the place, and these are lies of omission and lies of commission simultaneously. That's the British pronunciation of simultaneously. And they know that they're supposed to put this lower third, the font, the Chiron, the graphic, identifying that these people are Democrat Party apparatchiks, but they lied to their viewers. They deceived their viewers. They misled their viewers into believing that these are just some people that they plucked off the street who happen to be Democrats and independents, but, you know, former college professor and a college student. Oh, we have the youthful, see, the college students. No, they're little goose steppers is what they are. The lefty online news show, The Young Turks, noted that Nassab asked one of the toughest questions of the night, grilling the senator over a previous statement he made about running around the country trying to make the case to be elected as president, and he was too busy to respond to sexual assault allegations in his 2016 campaign. Now, that's somebody out of the audience who is probably not a Bernie person, but is working for a Democrat firm who has another candidate in mind. So they sent the intern in there knowing that CNN would misrepresent who the person is, deceive the audience as to who the person is, and then the person would ask this question that was provided, no doubt, by the lobbying firm or whoever, and it was designed to take a shot. It's a perfectly appropriate question. Maybe CNN should have asked it, but that's not what they do. That is just not what they do. And that is, I'd like to say it's shockingly corrupt, but it's not shockingly corrupt. It's exactly what I've come to expect from CNN, a place where I worked for 17 years, and I hang my head in shame at the very thought. They are a disgrace to Western civilization. They are the death of journalism. They are not what they claim to be. They're a fraudulent front for the Democratic Party. And I don't know how many demonstrations we have to have, but this is a perfectly good demonstration right here. All right, let's go to the phones. Haven't gone to the telephones yet. Coming to you live from CPAC at National Harbor, just outside Washington, D.C., along the mighty Potomac River. Let's go to Tom in Newmarket. Tom, you're on the Chris Plant Show. Tom in Newmarket is wrestling his
Hey, own. Hey, Chris.
Hey, there's Tom. Yes, I can.
Hey, I'm just calling because I had an idea for Trump during the presidential campaign. It might help him out. If he gets a chance to debate Joe Biden on live TV, you know, get to talking about civility and then ask him, you know, point blank, you know, if he thinks Mike Pence is a decent guy. catch him on record saying it.
Well, you know, I'd like to think that some reporter would ask him that now as a follow-up, given that he's pulled this weaselly Bolshevik move where he now apparently claims that what he said yesterday is no longer true and that Mike Pence yesterday was a decent guy, but today he's no longer a decent guy. And here's, you know, Tom, I'd like to go a little farther than that, and if I were in the news business, I might do this on the campaign. Ask him if Mike Pence is a decent guy. If not, why he's not a decent guy, and when he tells me that he's anti-LGBTQ, I'd ask him to explain that to me. Explain why Mike Pence is anti-LGBT. I know the party, your party, the party, capital T, capital P. You've labeled Mike Pence a good and decent and honest man, much better than just about anybody in the Democrat field. Why is it, explain to me, and for our viewers at home, explain to my readers why you believe Mike Pence is anti-LGBTQQIAA asterisk. Explain that to me, because that'll stump him, and he'll just show all of his teeth and bat his eyes like a loon and wander off bumping into things like a jellyfish, because that's what he does. But you're right. I mean, Tom, you think anybody's gonna ask him that? You think any reporter is gonna follow up on this? If any reporter follows up on this, the reporter will be from an identifiably conservative organization. It's gonna be Fox News. Somebody, Daily Caller. And they're going to ask the question of Joe Biden, because nobody in the so-called mainstream news media is going to ask Joe Biden any question that might make him uncomfortable or might reveal him to be the half-wit that he is. Half-wit. I was like half-wit. Tommy,
absolutely.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks a lot. Tom, in Newmarket there. These are today's Democrats. There will be no civility. And I mean, if a Republican referred to Joe Biden as a decent guy, nobody would bat an eye. And we wouldn't have some Hollywood LGBTQ, loser who had a TV show come out and attack the Republican for calling Joe Biden a decent guy. And then the Republican who called Joe Biden a decent guy would not roll back their comment on Joe Biden being a decent guy, because when a Republican says something, we expect them to believe what they say and then to stand by what they say. But for these fish, you know, these people, Lord, what's the matter with these people? And CNN, and listen, look, I mean, Joe Biden, we've known that Joe Biden is, you know, his brain doesn't work at full capacity. We've known that for decades. Joe Biden has been wrong about everything since the early 1980s. I mean, every foreign policy issue, the Democrats consider him to be a foreign policy expert. He's been dead wrong about everything since the early to mid-1980s. Hasn't been right about a single thing. Started with Reagan, of course, and the intermediate range nuclear force, and walking out on Gorbachev at Reykjavik, and, winning, all of that. Just berserk. And CNN, this CNN Bernie Sanders thing is profoundly offensive for 10 different reasons, and I can't wait to run into my next CNN person. Because, you know. All right, let's go to another call. Let's go to Lenny calling from Flint, Michigan, home of Badwater and Michael Moore. I'm not sure which smells worse. Could be the Badwater supply that the Democrats made there, but it's probably Michael Moore. Have you ever met Michael Moore, Lenny?
Have I ever met him? No, I have not.
Have not? Well, congratulations.
I have not.
That's
I've seen him around, but I don't care to meet him. Actually.
Yeah, if you get close, it's hard to avoid smelling him.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, it's true. I've met him.
Tell you, you can say what you want about Joe Biden, but I firmly believe he is going to be the nominee. It doesn't matter how stupid he is. He's going to be the nominee because his running mate is going to be Michelle Obama. You heard it here first. You won't hear it for several months. Uh-huh. But they'll bill themselves as mature adults in the room. They're not wacky ones. They're going to wait till everybody else self-implodes. Then they're going to announce, and it'll be obvious, and I think that's what's going to happen, my friend. Think about it.
Well, I like the way you think, and I wouldn't be at all surprised since, the Democrat Party thinks that these jobs are inherited, like Papa Doc and Baby Doc Duvalier in the Dominican Republic. They like Kim Jong Il and Kim Jong-un, they pass these things along. It becomes a family business. You know, Chelsea Clinton has been talking about running for office, like, you know, please, come on.
Well, that'll be a while.
And Michelle, oh, I don't know. And Michelle Obama, you know, she's got her rich hedge fund manager husband whose father went to prison for political corruption. And all of that's fine because she's a Democrat. But Michelle Obama, who's, you know, first lady, and what else was she? I believe that the Democrats in Chicago gave her a $200,000 a year job at a hospital. It was a no-show job that she didn't have to show up for. So she's got that going for her, but that's not going to be a big story in the New York Times or anything like that. Other than that, you know, if you say anything disparaging about Michelle Obama, I mean, this is, you know, Michelle Obama would be very utilitarian for the Democrats on a number of levels because she's a woman, so you can't be critical of her because she's a woman. She's African American, so you can't be critical of her because she's black. She's a black woman. That's actually a third thing in Democrat Party speak. She's the former first lady. And she's got Larry Holmes' arms, so you just can't say anything negative about her. Otherwise, the entire media universe will come crashing down upon you for being critical of her. And they love putting people up that you can't be critical of. No, that's why they like, if you're a black, Asian, female, gay person, then the party figures nobody can say anything bad about you. Of course, you can say bad things about them. They'll just attack you and call you the names that they call you anyway before you say anything. So to me, it doesn't really make a lot of difference. Might as well just say what you're thinking since, that's what they're going to call you anyway. You don't have to say it. You can sit there silently. And they call you those names. So it doesn't matter a lot. Lenny, thanks for the call. Keep Flint safe for us and keep your eyes peeled for Michael Moore. Steer clear. You don't want to get any on you.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Wes worked hard to make his dream of playing in the NHL come true. Every day, he'd be out playing street hockey, constantly. Townspeople would drive by and shout,
"Get out of the street!"
But Wes never gave up. Well, until one day when someone yelled,
"Get in the car, you're going to make us all late to work!"
Because Wes was a 43-year-old accountant and he commuted with that guy downtown. So Wes never played in the NHL. But he did hear how Geico, proud partner of the NHL, could save him money on car insurance. So he switched and saved and made his other dream come true.
I get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
You know, it's funny, sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing. In other countries, people don't line up for food. The rich get the food and the poor starve to death.
Yeah, what other countries are those? Those are socialist countries, and then the food lines are in socialist countries. And, you know, that guy is a danger to civilization. Absolutely extraordinary. And CNN had him on, and speaking of danger to civilization, CNN had him on for their big town hall fluff job, and they had the Baltimore County Democratic Party chair, Tara Ebersole, on to ask questions, and they identified her as a former biology professor. They left all other information out. Charles County Democratic Central Committee chair, Bina McAllister, was described as an active Democrat, but they left out the part about her role in the Democrat Party. Now, they have meetings. They have editorial meetings, and the producers and the on-air people and the executives, and they decide these things as a group before they go on. And like, we're not going to tell people who they are. We're just going to surprise them later when we're exposed as frauds. By the way, Sean Hannity did an interview with the President of the United States the other day. And the headline of the Washington Post today, now they're going to try to put Sean Hannity in jail because they are the third world. I've been saying this for years. The left is the vanguard of third worldism. When the left shows up, the third world is in their draft. And the left is here, and they're looking to jail everybody. I've got more on this today. President Trump, they don't care about that whole Russia collusion thing that they made up 2 years ago and played out. Now they're making up a whole new set of things. Maybe there's some tax problem. We'll look into that and see if we can get them on that. But the Huffington Post writes, Sean Hannity may have blabbed himself into a subpoena with Trump interview confession. It's a Trump interview confession. It's not a confession of any kind. Lefties are all over it, though. Sean Hannity interviewed the president a couple of nights ago, and Sean Hannity talking about Michael Cohen and the payments to Stormy Daniels, which are perfectly legal, and, you know, nobody writes a check for a crime they're committing. Well, except Jussie Smollett, maybe. And Sean said, I can tell you personally, he, meaning Cohen, said to me at least a dozen times that he made the decision on the payments and didn't tell you, meaning didn't tell Trump. So now the left wants to subpoena him. This is how they fill gulags.